want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No comment.
Hold on just a second. They want to get some more.
No comment.
Just pictures.
Just a few more. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
Please. We've been told we just got a call moments ago from the fantastic Infinity Lawyers. We have no comment. I mean, we have comments, but we can't comment on what might happen after Howard leaves, whenever he leaves.
So that's about it.
We have no comment.
No comment.
We don't even have a comment.
We don't even have an opinion.
Oh, we do.
Well, but we're not allowed.
Yeah. So anyway, hi. How you doing anyway?
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
Well, here we are.
Yes.
That's that. So I think we handled that correctly. What is it? You know, you remember, you know, here's the thing about this place. They come in to tell you important stuff, but it's
Don,
like...
I hate to interrupt, but the photographer from the grocery store circular is still in here.
Oh, well then, give me a moment, Mike.
All right.
Pull myself together. And, why no? Thank you very much.
Now you'll have to leave.
Made a great picture.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Was that the Penny Saver?
Yeah, it was the... No, I think it was the grocery store something. I'm not sure. I didn't even recognize the name. I think it was the Pine Tree.
Hey, watch it there.
I said you have to leave.
The Safeway Sentinel.
The Safeway Sentinel. That's what it was. Thank you, Rob.
So he comes in the studio, what, Rob, 3 minutes before we go on the air?
Yes.
With a whole thing of, hey, listen, the press is really dying to ask you a bunch of questions and everything, and don't talk about your contract, and don't talk about Howard's contract, and don't... Don't talk.
And we will honor that.
Yeah. So that's it. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
And welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And hello. Hello. It's funny how sometimes you end up in a spot that you didn't think you'd be in.
Sure is.
You know?
What's the name of that Jay Moore show?
Which one?
The one where he has the...
The Last Comic Standing.
Oh, okay.
Well,
what were you saying?
I was saying it's a good title for a show. Yeah, we'll get the kick. Be the last guys left in the room.
Whatever works.
Everybody else will be running off to do what they do.
Yeah, do what they do.
Go, do what you do.
Yeah, have fun.
Go ahead.
Enjoy. Knock yourselves out.
We'll be here over the air, free. Except for the 20 minutes of commercials an hour we have to play.
Come on. You're going to have to leave, sir.
Please, we're gone.
Would you stop that?
That is the last picture we're going to allow.
We're very excited.
Oh. We'll be sending the ones out that we have taken on Friday.
I don't care if it's Lisa DeMornays. And I know I'm mispronouncing that from the Washington Post. Nothing from her. Please, nothing. Hello.
Hello there, Mr.
Hello.
Shannon.
Mike. We've got a jam-packed show today, and I know that everybody wants to talk about the debate last night.
Yes.
And we want to get to that, so I wanted to start today.
There was a debate last night?
Instead of the pre-show, and keep in mind we've got all that pre-show goodness to get to.
Oh, yeah.
I want to take this time, these brief few moments, to give you a quick bet update.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And what I believe is an option. I call as my first witness Beth Ann McBride.
All right. Now, I should point out to our listening audience that, like so many things on this show, this is the first I've heard of it. Always makes me a little edgy when it concerns me.
Uh-huh. Well, Mike, you remember that I think you said it was a 2-week window.
Are those my breasts? Thank you.
I love them.
What?
Beth Ann brought in my breasts.
Your chicken breasts.
Ah,
it's love. Chinese.
I hope you... the Chinese... Oh,
no, it's not Chinese. It's just regular... What do you mean it's Chinese?
Well, the guy at the front desk said it was Chinese.
It's not Chinese. It's a regular grilled chicken breast.
Oh.
That man is an American.
Beth Ann?
Yeah. Wait, I'm praying for the souls of those chicken breasts.
So you you had actual contact with Tom Gavin's medical person in charge?
Medical team?
Yeah, well, one of the people in charge of the physical therapy that he's going through right now since his hip replacement surgery.
Right.
And I did speak with him this morning. He's in good spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Then on to the nurse or whatever she is, physical therapist. And I asked, what is the estimated time of arrival for a healthy Tom Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
And I was told somewhere, hopefully, God willing, if everything goes right,
yeah,
in the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Oh, we had a two-week window we'd agreed on yesterday, Mike. Don't look at her like that.
No.
Why are you looking at her like that, Mike? Well, don't look at her like that, Mike.
Glaring at her. Well, you knew this coming in, this whole staged crap.
What do you mean?
That's like you were waiting 5 or 6 weeks, and you're just waiting.
When did I find
that?
You're
all delighted.
I found out at 10 minutes after 2 today.
Things like this that make me not want to be a stand-up guy.
Hey,
well, I think if he's going to be ready in 5 weeks, then I think then I'll be glad to massage him in 5 weeks.
I am willing to. If you take that, you're a welter, because I'm going to throw up somebody now.
Right.
I've got a name, and now, Beth Ann, will you please attest to this, that this was, she came in and said, Tom can't do it, and all of a sudden, I wrote something down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I didn't see what he wrote. He did. This
all right, what is the
naturally occurring phenomenon happened in my life?
Lay it on me. Give it to me. What is it?
Come on, baby.
What is it?
Hello there, Mikes. Robert Mailman. Come on, Mike.
Okay. You bring that into the table. You got to ante something up. Something's got to be made by. You got to bring something to the table. Robert the Mailman?
Yeah.
Robert the Mailman.
Right. I've not even asked him yet. How about? Well, no. Because the deal was that you'd massage Tom.
Tom Gavin. Right.
On his back. You'd massage his back. He'd be laying
naked.
On his belly.
Right.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Naked. And unfortunately, Tom's going to be... Now, if
Tom, what about Dennis Murphy?
Yeah.
What about Robert Mailman?
No.
Why?
Dennis Murphy moves ahead of Robert Mailman. Because I remember Robert Mailman in that
is this what
purple outfit.
Robert Mailman. Shack outfit. His Big Daddy Shack outfit.
Robert, no. No. That, no, I can't.
And Robert, if you're listening, I just wanted to tell you.
Oh, now he's going to call in.
You know why Mike's turning you down? Because you're black.
No, it is not.
Because you're black, because you're colored.
No, it's because he wore that purple outfit.
No.
He's too comfortable with his nudity. He's going to do something.
How Mike feel about black
folks. He'll do something.
Yeah, that's what you really fear.
So, anyway, the bottom line of Tom is he's not going to get out of this place for 5 or 6 weeks?
Correct.
Minimum.
Okay. And even then, he'll have physical therapy after that. And there's no guarantee that his body could take any type of massaging that would be done.
Wait, who said that? After 5 or 6 weeks,
therapist,
his body can't take
it's
any kind
of...
What if I
surgery.
Avoid that area, Beth Ann?
I
guess not within the 2 weeks of the parameters. How about Robert?
It's the truth.
How about Bobby?
No, I'll have to settle for Dennis Murphy.
Don't play the race card.
They're not playing the race card. No, not Robert.
I know.
No.
I know. It's not
no.
a race.
No. Not race. There's nothing about it that's race.
I know. B.O. That's what it is. And I don't mean black odor before you think of that joke. I meant
exactly.
The standard body odor.
No.
The race card might be if he raced to the shower. But okay. I remember the purple outfit.
No, Dennis wins. Dennis is going to be delighted. And I want to say to Cheryl again, thanks for letting me down.
Cheryl, the big guy, she couldn't come down because of the job.
It'll be Murphy. Murphy, I've seen Murphy with his shirt off. I can handle Murphy.
Oh. This makes it worse for you, doesn't it?
The whole thing sucks.
Mike, hold on.
Thanks for Tom Gavin for letting me down.
They're both on the phone. We need to start the show now.
All right, very good. Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's get restarted.
Okay.
In here.
Oh, hi there.
Everybody.
Don't look at me like that.
Hello.
Hello.
Would you have felt felt any better if I had told you when you came in when we were saying hi to Tammy's baby and stuff?
Now we had other stuff to talk about.
Hello!
It's a busy day in the office today.
Hey. Ipsay on that.
Hello!
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. It's the true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
How have you been?
Mike? How have you been?
How have you been?
You know my wife? She's great.
Hi, Rosie. Before the show, Tammy Sachs, who used to work here,
yes,
came back with a beautiful daughter.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous little baby Danielle. Beautiful baby.
Wow. And we were talking to Tammy, and she said to Rob, how's Carrie? And Rob said, she's great.
And Don and I just started laughing.
Yeah, and there was really no way around it.
No.
Because
I meant it.
I know you did. Just the way you said it. And also the shade of red your face got.
Yeah, it's a certain thing. I need a pill for that.
It's amazing the things that get you emotional, Rob.
And oh, we got to fly, Rob.
You're right. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Cheney and all the ships at sea. It's the show where the news is done by him. Mike O'Meara.
Yeah.
Hello.
Stay cool. Stay cool. Hold on, hi there. My show, new episode on this Wednesday. 100604.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you.
No, he's not retarded.
Everybody, hi, thank you. And phone number 877-365-3636 from America, from Canada, from Mexico. Please to be calling 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on WJFK.
Wonderful.
So the deal is that we're in the office with Tammy, who used to work here before. You've heard her on the show hundreds of times.
Boy, did having a baby do her for proud. My God, she looks great.
She should send her secrets to Lisa Remedy.
Amen. Yes. We were discussing that as soon as Tammy left the office.
Boy, oh boy. If you happen to see the Ellen DeGeneres show yesterday, I got to stop using all these funny, crazy names. The Ellen DeGeneres show,
right.
You would have seen Leah Remini from King of Queens, who's had her baby.
Yes.
And
got bigger.
Is
a little bit.
Well, not just a little bit. I mean, is big.
Yeah.
She is big.
She looks different.
Yeah.
She doesn't look like she used to on the TV show.
All she needs a mustache. She'd be a nice, fat Italian chick. She really would. Anyway, Tammy, who had a baby, it looks fantastic.
And the baby they're babies and there are babies.
Yep.
This is just an edible little baby.
Cute.
Just adorable.
Happy.
Danielle, little baby Danielle, and I got a smile out of Danielle.
Oh, and I understand that Michelle's water has broken.
Really?
The lady that works at the station. Now, this, of course, means...
Are you going to move it up to June?
No, this means nothing.
This
is just, it's, you know, 30 days and 30 nights of rain. That's all this means. This is nothing.
There's just a fancy, it'll be higher, slightly higher tide than normal.
There's a flood warning. In the Atlantic.
Rain warning.
In the Atlantic, rip current warning. Morning.
You're still holding your prediction she held her water for a long time.
Yes.
You're saying it'll be July.
Yeah, well,
sure.
The water broke last night, and no word of baby has worked its way back here yet.
No, that's wonderful. I can't wait to see another baby around here.
Mm-hmm. So we're in there in the office with Tammy and her baby, and Rob comes in, and Rob says hi and talks. And then at one point, Tammy says, how's Carrie? Mm-hmm. And it's at this point that Rob's face starts to fall. A certain shade of red.
And he can't fake it. When Rob is under stress,
yes,
there's no way that he can control one aspect of his body, and that is he flushes.
Yeah.
His cheeks become flushed, and it is so funny, and he had an expression on his face, and I think I said to you, that's the expression on his face when he's got to do something he really doesn't want to do. And it doesn't happen very often, but you get that expression on your face.
The expression of love. The expression of unrequited love.
Unrequited, wow.
That's some
unrelenting flush. You get excited. Your blood pressure goes up because you're eager to impress your bride.
Yes, but it's not unrequited. You're with the woman. You couldn't be happier, Rob.
It was the exact same look that you had when the lawyers were asking you questions last week.
Absolutely.
It was that same...
Well, I don't know.
That same nervous...
No, we're probably very happy. And it is my thought that we will probably reach our 8th anniversary.
So Tim,
plans have been made.
Tammy says, why are you guys laughing at him?
Because it was his face.
See, on paper, Tammy says... You know, Rob, how's Carrie? She's great. Rob looks at me and Mike.
And we just fall apart.
Because we see the shade turning that crimson red. And
oh, God.
And, she's my wife.
And the weight,
my wife.
The weight shifts from one foot to the other.
Mother of my kids.
That's right.
It was
too funny.
Yes, it's a ride.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
La, la, la.
La, la to you, Rob.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see. Mike, boy, we could have a debate right now. We have Dennis and Robert Mailman on the phone.
Well, I guess I got to handle both these guys today. I would appreciate, chatting with both of them.
Okay, before we do that... we do have the debate stuff from last night.
Right.
I thought that Cheney... Well, listen, Cheney's smarter than Bush.
Yeah.
Well, let's be honest. Joe Ardinger is smarter than Bush.
Well, isn't there that preconception that he...
Todd Hughes is smarter than Bush.
Isn't Cheney kind of running the show anyway?
Yeah.
You'd want him to be smarter. Yeah.
Cheney's body language is extraordinary. Cheney's body language just screams Darth Vader. You know what I mean? It's just his whole deal. Every time that... TV Pimple Boy,
right?
Would
they covered it last night. It wasn't as bad as it has been.
No. So he would say, Edwards would say something like, you know, it's 90% U.S. casualties, 90% we're paying for it. She'd go, Mr. Cheney, 30 seconds. And he would go, your facts are incorrect.
Yeah, he did a lot where he didn't even answer.
That,
right.
I mean, that was his answer a lot of the times. He wouldn't go back to say what the facts would not have been.
But as smart a guy as he is, he did an old man thing that made me laugh. And it was the lack of knowledge of the lavalier microphone.
And
when he would put his hands on his chin and he would get, well, I feel it. Basically, we've got... And it's like, you're covering your own microphone! But the hand position was that...
I'm going to control the world. I read somewhere, and this is true, Peter Pan versus Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Perfect. So last night, I like the fact that they sat close to each other, the fact that they kind of interrupted each other a little bit.
I like the traditional format a little bit more.
I give kudos for mentioning the gay daughter, getting that out there. And then, hey, how about Cheney? You got to give the old guy credit. He handles that pretty good with his gay daughter.
Yep. Here's the deal. Do you think he was bringing it up? I don't know. There's popular sentiment that says he brought it up just to kind of needle him a little bit.
Yeah, now here's the thing.
But if he did it so well.
Yeah. But that was
so perfect, you couldn't tell.
Perfectly played by both guys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely perfectly played.
And if he wanted to bring it up to say, hey, your daughter is a homo and the president is against homo or gay.
Now, do you think that Cheney, when that happened, I thought really that was one of the most dramatic parts of the whole debate. Do you think when that happened, and I was thinking about this when he brought it up, because I thought even before he brought it up that he might bring it up, and wouldn't that be kind of a... You know, sneaky thing to do.
Yeah.
If Cheney had said, I really feel it's not necessary to bring family members into this, even though he had done so in a completely... I don't think he had any chance to counter that.
No, and Cheney handled that the right way.
You know? I think so.
And also...
I like to see him get mad. You know, don't bring my family into this.
And incidentally, if you'll also notice, is going with Cheney's strategy, he had a lot to say besides the fact that Cheney's daughter is a lesbian, and isn't it great that he supports it?
Uh-huh.
Cheney's answer to a 2.5-minute diatribe was, I'd just like to thank you for your kind words about my family.
Thank you.
And that was it. And a lot of times it's like playing hearts or playing bridge, because you get to Cheney and I'll pass. I'm fine.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm fine. No problem at all.
Did that a lot.
I'm fine.
You know what was also great last night is numerous times the paper was ripped from the pad.
Yeah, that is loud, isn't it? Absolutely.
Now, here's something I don't get. So, one of the things that Cheney says is, you know, hey, until we did this debate tonight, we've never even met.
Right.
Now, it's a fact that they have met.
Here's, see, I didn't know that.
Here's the question, though. I knew that when I read that after the debate when the spin people were on.
Right.
How come Edwards didn't stand up and say, hey, dumbass, we did meet.
Well, did they meet?
Yeah.
Yes.
More than one time.
Yes.
They've met.
Oh, that sucks. Why didn't he say anything?
They've met, I think.
Last night was their fourth meeting. One time they sat together for 2 hours.
So
well, what's the deal with Edward? Did he cranial? He cranial cramped a few times.
Hold on. You know where else he cranial cramped? Was where you couldn't say John Kerry's name.
Yes.
Funny.
And you know what?
That was like when the debate was winding down. Did you get the impression they were both like losing energy?
Yes.
And Kerry was doing
And then when they gave him both the 30 seconds, and she went back to him for an extra 30 seconds, and he knew he didn't have another 30 seconds, but she screwed up, so she let him keep going, and then he only gave him 15 seconds.
Edwards, when he would laugh, not Kerry Edwards, when he would laugh, sounded like that Joe Gibbs laugh.
You know, because it would be,
there, I've done it again. I said John Kerry again.
It's very good. I was thinking one thing. It was very good that those moments happened late in the debate for John Edwards.
Yeah.
If that had happened up front, it might have been a different result. But I think it would. Everybody agree that it's pretty much a draw last night?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a push, right?
Yeah.
Here's something that's disturbing. You know, I'm a contributor to the Democratic Party,
no.
And I don't make any secret about it. Well, they hit you on these websites. They email you. It's constant. And on both sides, and I wish they'd stop this, and I don't think I'm making any secret about it, both sides kind of stack the deck and suggest that their party loyalists get on these CNN polls and vote. And I think that's crappy on both sides, and I don't think that should happen.
The only thing that I want to say, and I know you've said it before, and you'll probably say, welcome to the party. But I'm going to say it now. Less than a month away from the election, I think, okay, we don't need to analyze this, right? We knew what was going on. It was like you said, like 50-50. They both did kind of what they had to do.
Right? Yeah, I think so.
I am now, more than ever, pissed beyond belief when they talk to the people who are among the great, and I'm going to call them unwashed because they're so stupid.
Yeah.
The great undecided.
We're now, agreement on that.
Now, at this point, I mean, even a month ago, I would have said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But now, they're making it pretty goddamn clear.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not know which one you're picking?
I don't get it.
Even if you're picking one because he sucks less than the other one
does. They have been out there for the entire summer.
All of those people need to be lined up, and you know what we need to do to those people.
Mm-hmm. They don't get it. They just don't get it.
Here's the deal.
Unbelievable.
You know, you got to at least have an idea.
Yeah.
Right now you'd say, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Christ, I don't know. It's 3 months away. Who do you think? Okay.
Well,
I think the Patriots are going to win.
Well,
you know, I might be wrong, but
right.
At least I've got an idea.
Well, your whole subject here plays into what I think is done on both sides, and I really don't trust those undecided people. I think every one of those people, I think they want to be on television. They
here's
love
what I'd like, Mike.
I mean, all you have to do, all you have to do is say, I'm undecided.
Today, really, I'd like, and I don't want the show to get serious, and I'm sure we can do this in the manner that we're working right now. Let's have an undecided call us up.
Please.
Call us up if you're truly undecided, and I bet we can bust your chops into making you pick one or the other within 30 seconds.
Don't you think that really they love the attention?
Yes, mm-hmm. And what we have to start doing is bitch-slapping them to say, listen, now we're getting to the point where...
Pick a candidate, moron.
Come on. You gotta know.
Yeah.
You gotta know. You make these decisions every day. Let me see. Is it the Black Sox or the Brown Sox?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Which leg am I going to put my underpants through today, the left leg or the right leg?
The vibe I am getting, though, with
you morons,
with the debates, and also, you know, compared to 4 years ago, I am getting the vibe that this is, everybody's talking about this. Everybody's paying attention to it.
Oh, yeah.
More people are registering to vote.
Now the phones are going crazy. I can't
believe. We got undecideds?
Are these all undecideds? I'm not even screening these. These are just undecideds. Hello?
Now that person decided they didn't want to talk.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
He's unsure.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the...
Yep.
Are you undecided?
Absolutely.
Please, you dumbass.
How's that possible?
No, wait. I'll ask you guys one question.
Yeah.
give me one reason to vote for Kerry. I know
because he's not.
Wait, stop right there.
You've already decided.
You tip your hand,
you've
pal.
You've already decided. And as I said when we started this, with people like you, if the question is...
Perfect. That's a perfect example. Don't trust these undecided people.
Even if the question is, as I said, you got to pick one, which one sucks less? You've already decided which one sucks less. You already know which one you're going to vote for.
Isn't that a bit of a scary situation?
What a bit of a scary situation.
The fact
that they both suck so much.
Yeah, okay, I give you that.
That's every year.
But these are the two guys you got to pick, and I'm glad that we've helped you. You are no longer undecided. You know which guy you're going for. You're voting for Kerry.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, he's voting for Bush.
Or Bush. I'm sorry.
Yeah, isn't he?
Well, I don't know
if we can brainwash him.
I don't remember from
negative.
The question. Oh, wait, what did he say? Give me one reason that
well,
I should.
Well, then why wasn't your question, give me one reason why I should vote for Bush?
My point is...
Hold on a second. You're undecided.
I am definitely undecided.
And then your question to us was, give me one good reason to vote for Kerry.
Because I got lots of reasons not to vote for Bush. But I'm looking for a good reason to vote for
him. Okay, all right.
I'll give you one. It's just, black and white, they disagree on this issue. Stem cell research.
I agree with you there. That does help.
You asked for a reason.
No, that does help.
There's the tiebreaker.
Here's the other thing. Which one of them do you like better?
Come on, man.
It's like, which do you like better, chocolate or peanut butter? Make a goddamn choice. Be a fist, be a man. Take a fist, be a man. Make a fist, be a man.
I like be a fist.
If I had a gun in my head, which do I like better?
You know what? Forget it. You know what I wish you would do? Take that gun and put it in your mouth.
They really exist.
Take the gun and put it in your mouth. Me either, Mike. Hello.
I really have trouble trusting people to say they're undecided.
Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Okay.
I'm undecided.
Stupid idiot.
Really?
No. I go back and forth. I just registered to vote today, and I have no clue. I don't care either way.
All right, why did you register to vote, sir?
Because I got a vote.
Okay, and are you leaning in any particular direction right now?
It's like a boat. One day it's Kerry, one day it's Bush, you know.
All right, well, let's say. Here's the thing, all you people, all you morons, don't wait until Christmas Day. If you're going to just make a decision, make it right now. Who are you voting for right now so we can stop this undecided crap? You on the phone, who are you voting for? Say it now or lose your vote.
Gun at my head, Ralph Nader.
Okay.
Get out of here.
And now joining us, political expert Wolf Ardinger.
It just occurred to me, are you surprised that your phone lines to your show are lit up with undecided people?
Get out of here.
Does not surprise me.
Thank you. Joe Blitzer.
Hello. Joe Blitzer.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Please, don't tell me you're really undecided.
I have.
Why are you undecided? That's so stupid.
How can that be?
First off...
How long does it take you to make a freaking decision in the morning? Seriously. How do you make the decision? Yeah, it makes you quite a while.
Commode coffee.
I don't want to talk to stupid people. Let's get one real, at least balanced person. Hello, and I mean
Good
mentally.
Luck.
I mean mentally balanced.
Good You'll luck. Be angry at the person if they're undecided.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, Radio Gads.
Hi, are you undecided, really?
I'm a leaner.
Who are you leaning towards?
I am leaning very minutely towards Kerry.
All right, then let me tell you, my friend, you've just made your decision. You're voting for Kerry. Get off our phone. Folks, in the real world,
leaner.
You know what? This is like when my wife insists that I get involved in a job with her.
Mm-hmm.
If the job is picking a fabric pattern, if the job is deciding what we're going to do with the tree in the yard, if the job is where we're going to put a computer, whatever it is. I'm able to come in, and you know why? Because I'm a man. We all have the ability. We were all born with it. It's what separates men from women.
Well, it's like shopping, too.
We can say, yes, absolutely, Mike. Mm-hmm. But you do this. So I will barely tolerate an undecided woman because, frankly, they're simply not put together the way that we are.
However, things that are sold to men.
However, all of you men.
Mm-hmm.
You are less than men if you are undecided now.
You know what? I had to buy a new tuxedo today, and I had to go out and buy a tuxedo. And you know why we're men?
What?
Look what we have to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Walk in. I'd like to buy a tuxedo. There's one. Does it fit? Yes. Thank you.
And listen,
goodbye.
Listen, maybe you were brought out there listening to the show, and you say, Don, you ass, I do know. Well, good for you, honey. Good for you.
Right.
But what about these broads who don't know?
Like, now, I suppose if it was a suit, it'd be a different story, you know, than a tuxedo. But you can't wear a tuxedo. You can't wear a suit to the inaugural ball.
Hello, Don and Mike. An undecided woman, it says. Hello.
Totally undecided.
Ain't that the truth?
Totally undecided.
Ain't that the truth? Take the election out of it.
No, I'm undecided, so I will not be voting probably. That's what it sucks.
So you will not be voting probably.
What, did you not register?
I am a registered voter, but I cannot decide. I think they're both morons, and I
mean, wait. Now, what do you mean they're both morons?
Listen, let me just ask you a question. Which you like better, McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Which you like better, Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Which you like better, Seinfeld or Friends?
Friends.
Okay, who you like better, Carrie or Bush?
Can't decide.
No, wow. No, you can. You can, you dumb housefrau. You can. I've just given you five elementary ones that you followed all the way through. Let's try.
Right, how about this? Try this track. What about? Let me. Wait, hold on a second. Wait, no.
Undecideds are ruining it for
us. Let me ask you a question. Do you have an issue that's important to you?
I have lots of issues that are important.
Well, how about what? Prioritize it. What would be the most important issue to you?
For me.
What?
Hello?
Better cell phones.
Better cell phones. Okay, hold on. Here's another undecided woman. Hold on.
What?
A decided woman.
Very good.
Let me praise this woman no matter who she's voting for. Hello, lady.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Who are you voting for?
I am now voting for Carrie.
All right.
When did you make up your mind?
With this conversation that you had on the radio.
Hey, wow. Don, look at that.
I have lived in a Republican house all my life. My father was a Secret Service agent, and I've always lived in a Republican house, and it was so hard for me because I am a teacher.
It's not hard.
And with the teacher issue, it was a big...
It's not hard. Listen, you get this far, it's less than a month away, it's not a hard decision.
Well, she made
Thank
her
decision. Congratulations.
I made my decision. Very
proud of
you. Oh, my gosh, a life-death issue, but it really wasn't.
Hey, you're right. Thank you. Bye-bye. See you later.
More of a man than those other guys who called.
What did you need to worry about now, honey? What your man wants for dinner tonight.
There you go.
Worry about that. Yeah. How do you handle a hungry man?
Mm-hmm. The man handlers.
Here's another undecided. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show. Undecided woman. Hi, what's your name?
Christine.
All right, Christine, why can't you make up your mind? It's a month till the freaking election. These guys have been talking about it for 4 years.
I don't know. They both want things that I want. I mean... I'm for and against abortion. I'm for and against the war.
Who is your favorite friend? On Friend, who is your favorite friend?
I don't like Friends.
What's your favorite TV show?
That would have to be Sex and City.
I got news for you. If you're for and against abortion, that means you're pro-choice.
Mike, I believe...
You're confused,
huh? I believe that you have made some sense, which may have stopped this conversation.
Yeah, I mean, pro-choice means it's choice. It's not like you're for abortion.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. You're pro-choice if you're now, for and against. If there are circumstances you think it would, you know, you think it's okay, and there are certain situations where you don't think it's okay. That means you're pro-choice.
Now, of the Sex and the City ladies, which is your favorite?
That would have to be Samantha.
Samantha, girl. Oh, you dirty birdie.
So now we know you're pro-choice.
And you like Samantha.
You like Samantha.
I think the road is pretty clear.
Yeah, you're a Carrie woman.
You're voting for Carrie.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I think you do.
You don't know.
I'm not sure.
Listen, and I'm not saying that because...
How about your mama and your dad do?
How about you are stupid.
What did your mama and your dad do? What did they raise you as? I mean,
how tough is this?
Did you grow up in a political household?
Are you one of these women that needs to have those underpants from the 70s that had the days of the week in them? Really? I mean, how tough is this? You've had months to think about this. The undecided people are full of crap. You know, honey. If I had to ask you, I said right now, the world is ending. We're taking the vote today. Who are you voting for? Who would you vote for today? If you had
none
to.
None of the candidates.
Hold on. If you had to, with your child's life on the line, who would you vote for today? If you had to pick a candidate today.
I don't know. Whoever has Green Party.
What?
Whoever has what?
The Green Party.
That would be Nader.
Ralph Nader.
Another Nader.
Mm-hmm.
Another Nader. Nice to know. Nice to know when put into the pressure situation.
Ralph Nader comes out ahead.
That you would choose Ralph Nader.
Whoever
All right.
has, and no, she didn't say Ralph Nader. Whoever has the Green Party.
The Green Party. Hello. Eric?
And he isn't the Green Party.
No, really.
Hello,
no,
guys.
No.
They kicked him out.
Help on an issue that's a little bit more important.
Okay.
Target or Walmart?
Target or Walmart?
Walmart.
Don and I have made our decisions on
See,
that.
See, we're
easily.
Very easy. Now,
no
come
problem.
On. Are you undecided on the election?
Kind of. It's my first time voting. I'm just, like, turned 18.
Oh, come on, Christ. I don't care. I just turned 18. But
so you're angry with the undecideds?
Yes, obviously I'm
hate them, too. Yep. I hate them. And I hate them right now because they get too much attention.
Yep.
I think we put too much attention on those idiots when they're out there. I like to. But then again, what do we have after the debates? We go to the Spin Central where you get all the talking heads and I get tired of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Except Ann Richards.
Bring
me more Ann Richards, that neck.
Let's see.
Mm.
What's your favorite band?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. Uh-huh. Do you like MTV or VH1?
MTV.
MTV. What's your favorite football team?
The Ravens.
Paper or plastic?
Plastic.
McDonald's or Burger King?
Burger King.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi.
Come on, you friggin' idiot. Kerry or Bush?
Kerry.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Good job. Remember that.
It ain't tough. You gotta, all you dumb people, all you dumb undecideds, just have to ask yourself, and maybe you should write these down and carry them with you. No pun intended for carry, but.
Don, our unofficial poll that we've compiled right now, because of those last few answers, has 51% for Kerry, 43% for Bush, the rest undecided, with a plus or minus of 50 points.
Actually, I think Ralph Nader would have a higher percentage than you're giving him.
Right. I believe perhaps Ralph Nader with 60%.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's
Nader
another
wins.
Undecided. For sure. Undecided. Hello.
Don and Mike.
You're sure you're undecided?
I am an undecided Republican for 15 years now. Voted nothing but Republican.
I don't care about this crap. Are you able to make a decision?
I am, sir.
Let me ask you a question. When you're going to go to the movies, are you one of these people that has to stand there and look at all 12 at the Megaplex? Or can you say, I'm going to go see The Nutty Professor?
I'm not going to go see The Nutty Professor.
Okay, see, very good.
Decisive.
Let me ask you then, speaking of, that's an Eddie Murphy movie. Eddie Murphy in his prime or Chris Rock in his prime?
Eddie Murphy.
In his prime. Ford or Chevy?
Dodge.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Dodge. Okay, that's a good answer. AFC or NFC?
AFC.
Okay, now come on, dummy. Bush or Kerry? Just freaking pick. You just picked all that other stuff that doesn't matter.
You have to give him the third choice.
What I'm worried about...
Nader.
All right, or Nader.
No.
No, come on.
Kerry.
Uh-huh. Okay. Goodbye.
Interesting.
Listen, even if these people...
Don is going to be on the election supervising team to go to the foreign countries.
Pick. Quick. I'm telling you.
Betting ends.
The people are just so out of control.
And they're getting all the attention now.
Yeah, what we've done is taken at least five or six of them. We've made up their mind.
You know, CNN has that
they've
group.
They've made up their mind.
They assemble those people in Ohio, and then they ask the guy, afterwards, what did the debate mean to you? And the guy goes, hugs are great.
The phone's lit up because they crave the attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's good about this is after this segment, the lines are going to be a lot shorter. Because people will go in and make their decision quickly.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Just remember, Coke, Pepsi, Burger King, McDonald's, red, blue, football, baseball.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Bush, Kerry.
These are the same people that will get into the polling place and say, oh, I pulled the lever below John Kerry because I thought that's the one I was supposed to pull, not the one to
undecided.
The left.
Said, we still have more undecided. How could you possibly undecided after we've done this tutorial? Hello?
Hey there. How are you guys?
Doing great. Let me ask you something. What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a bowl of Wheaties and
Hold on. How'd you make that decision by yourself? How come you didn't go with special...
Well, I didn't. A personal trainer helped me, actually.
That's funny. Who are you voting for?
Well, I don't know. It's just almost...
No. Who do you like better, Superman or Batman?
Batman looks better in tights.
Who do you like better, Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Who would win a race, Spider-Man or The Flash?
The Flash.
Okay, now, dumbass, quick, Bush or Kerry?
How about Clay Aiken?
Just answer. Don't be funny. Just answer.
I guess Kerry, but...
Okay.
I
all right, there we go.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like pulling frequencies. I guess.
Our unofficial polling now has Bush in the lead, 60 to 20. With 20% undecided. No, I'm sorry, 19% undecided, 1% for Ardinger.
You have to give me a moment because we never got... Let me make sure these guys are still here. Dennis, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. I'll come back to you. Bobby Mailman, are you still there?
Yeah.
All right, hold on, my brother. We've got them coming up, and I think next... Oh, I know what it is. It's the Joe interview.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, what are we going to do with Dennis and Bobby?
Oh, they're going to sit for a break because we have a Joe interview coming up, a regular bit feature all featuring right. Joe.
Very good.
And then we'll discuss, you know, Dennis and Bobby Mailman.
Are they going to hang around?
Yeah, well, what else I got to do?
That's true.
They'll be on hold.
They're good guys.
Let's see who they're voting for as we go to break. Dennis, who are you voting
Bush.
For?
Bush,
okay. Bobby Mailman, who are you voting for?
Bush,
okay. See, at least they know.
Yeah.
At least
definitive, decisive.
Now, the Joe thing is, well, it's something to do with pot today, right? Yeah. For the Joe show.
This will help people decide. It's a lady who says that Carrie is the better cannabis candidate.
And this will be the Joe show where Mike and I sit back.
This is Ardinger.
We don't help Joe out at all. It's just Joe interviewing somebody on a topic that...
The legendary.
Excellent.
Joe Arden. That's
topic
right.
That interests Joe and other folks. And just let this be a warning to you. There will be two segments today on the show featuring Joe.
Hallelujah.
I know a lot of you want to make sure you know in advance when Joe's going to be featured on the show today.
People have been clamoring for
Joe Ardinger.
This is Ardinger. Locus.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There was a time when parents and kids communicated during the day by leaving notes on the fridge.
Then the cell phone came along.
Everybody loves Jackie Mason.
But when you're driving, fiddling with the handset phone to call your kids, it's not the safest idea.
That's why OnStar Personal Calling makes so much sense. OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone that's built into your OnStar-equipped vehicle.
Voice-activated dialing and hands-free operation keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
Everybody loves Jackie Mason.
It offers better connectivity in areas with limited cell phone reception because it has more broadcast power and an externally mounted antennae.
The safe and sound plan costs only $69.95 per month, plus tax, after the first year.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Safe and sound plan. With OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP of around $16,000.
Make sure you call OnStar first.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Father. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, good heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
Good heavens, no.
I guess I pick this song. It picks up in a second. Let me tell you, tomorrow on the show, Bob Schieffer.
Really?
Yes, you know that old fart from CBS?
Oh, that's fantastic. Cool.
And he's going to be moderating the final presidential debate.
That is a great poll. Yeah.
And then on Friday, Mike Melville. Now, that name might not mean a lot to you. He's the dude who flew Spaceship One the first time.
He's the guy that went into the role?
The guy that rolled 37 times.
Wow. That is a guy. He's got steel ones. I want to talk to him.
Here you go, Beth.
Those are two good pulls from Beth Ann McBride. Let's see. Also, Rich Eisen. We don't have the music, but the dun 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 dun. He'll be on whatever he's going to be on. Friday.
Yes.
Friday, Rich Eisen, brought to you by Tower Records, Tower.com. Nobody has a bigger selection of the music and the movies you love than Tower. And watch Rich's show, Total Access, every night, 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. For information, please be going to NFL.com.
Wonderful.
We have the Joe music. We got the music. Time now,
Joe,
for the Joe Show.
Joe.
And as I mentioned to all of you Joe fans out there, get ready, because Wednesdays are Joe Day.
Yeah. Wednesday's Joey Day.
Joe's going to be back later for Joe's Movie House.
Oh, very good.
Which, incidentally, we spell with an umlaut, so it's H-A-U-S, and it's right. Got the little umlaut over the...
Movie House.
House. Joe, here's the topic. Kerry is the reefer candidate. John Kerry is a more marijuana-friendly candidate than George Bush. That's why the U.S. Marijuana Party is blowing their support behind the Massachusetts senator. And we're going to be calling U.S. Marijuana Party founder Loretta Nall.
Somebody I'm sure that you can relate to, Joe.
Is she ready?
Yes.
Is she ready for the call? I'm
expecting your call.
Okay.
She sure is hungry.
So this is where Joe just asks whatever.
How do I join your party?
You got your pen ready, Rob?
I do.
Arden, you're here. Refer yourself. Never mind. I'll set it up for you.
The legendary.
Yes. Hi, this is Mike Source. I'm calling from the Joe Ardinger Show. And
hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Say hi to my friend Mike Elston.
Hi.
Hi, Mike Elston.
And here's my other friend, also named Mike, Mike O'Mara. Except, well, never mind. It's Mike O'Mara's real name.
Hi. How are you? How you doing today?
We're here with Ardinger. Joe. And we understand that you're going to be on the Ardinger Show, the Joe Show?
Yes, I understand that as well.
Cool. All right, well then, if we're not...
Let's get to it.
Let's all buzz.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Who's me? Mike?
Yeah.
And Elston?
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, it's the Joe Show, starring Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Joe.
Joe.
And good Wednesday afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Joe Show. My guest today is Loretta Nall. She's the founder of the U.S. Marijuana Party. Loretta, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing fantastic. Hello, Washington, D.C.
My notes here tell me that you are actually in D.C. right now to protest the death of Jonathan Magpie.
Magpie, yes, that's correct.
Oh, Magpie.
Uh-huh.
And why are you protesting his death?
He was a quadriplegic, had been a quadriplegic, and unable to breathe on his own from the age of 4 when he was hit by a drunk driver, had never been arrested and had no criminal record, and Judge Judith Retchen here at the Superior Court on Indiana Avenue sentenced him to 10 days in jail, and he died on the fifth day. He somehow wound up without his ventilator in jail, and he died.
I heard about that. How about that? Anyway, can you tell me more about your party, the U.S. Marijuana Party? Is it in any way affiliated with the Guns and Dope Party out of Los Angeles, California?
What is
no,
that?
There's no guns in our party.
Is there such a place?
No, we're not affiliated with them. I got started about 2 years ago in Alabama. I'm an Alabama native, and I had a run-in with...
Sweet home Alabama.
Park.
That's great. tell me, how old are you?
I'm 30.
And how long have you been using marijuana?
Since I was 12.
Do you use it for medicinal, personal... preferences?
Purposes.
Yeah, purposes.
I'm mostly a recreational user.
Since you were 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
How about that? That's something out of Alabama. I waited till I was 17, but of course we're a little further north.
You know, us southern girls have to get started quick.
You got to get started quick because you're fast and easy. So anyway, back to what I was getting to. So what does marijuana do for you besides make you hungry and your eyes red?
It slows down my thought process to a degree where I can be a little bit more creative, and it helps me relax. You know, I don't need to take Xanax or Valium or any kind of pharmaceutical drug.
That's fantastic. Neither do I. Just copious amounts of Miller Lite for me as well.
Well, there you go.
And how about those painkillers?
I don't use them unless it's an absolute necessity, right?
So you're running for governor?
I will be running for governor of Alabama in 2006.
Sweet home Alabama. Are there any more surviving members of Lynyrd Skynyrd living down there?
Not in Alabama. I think there may be a couple in Georgia.
Georgia. That's near Oklahoma. No, I'm sorry. There goes that short-term memory again. What were we talking about?
You're listening to Joe really do shtick.
He's been fucking fine. Me or you. He's got short-term memory loss.
Right.
See, we're talking about Lynyrd Skynyrd.
So are you a lawyer? Speaking of Lynyrd Skynyrd?
No, I'm not a lawyer. I was a housewife up until 2 years ago when I started the U.S. Marijuana Party.
And so you're no longer a housewife?
No, I travel too much to be a housewife.
Ask her if she's heard of Buzz.
Traveling mom, I guess.
Have you heard of Buzz?
Heard of what now?
Buzz.
Buzz?
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank, my news guy.
No, I haven't. We don't get Washington radio down in Alabama.
He's the vice president of the Guns and Dope Party out of Los Angeles, California.
Oh, really?
A city named Los Angeles. How about Las Vegas? You ever been to Las Vegas? Or Los Alamos?
No, I've never been to Las Vegas. I've been out to Seattle, and I've been to Oregon. I've been to
San Antonio, yes. I've been to San Antonio, too.
That's
great.
That's what she's holding.
So, but no, I've never been to
Vegas. Are you holding?
No.
Got any of that Northern Lights?
I wish I did. You know, I don't travel with it. If I get caught again with it in Alabama, it's an automatic felony just for your second.
Let me ask you. That's great. Fantastic. Hydroponic or organic?
Hydroponic.
Halogen or regular filament?
metal halide. I thought that it wasn't one of your options.
Cow manure or Miracle-Gro?
Cow manure.
So you're running for governor?
Yeah. Right. We have prime agricultural land in Alabama that would grow lots of really, really potent marijuana and excellent hemp.
Ask her why Kerry's the better pot president.
Fuel and paper and all the wonderful
things.
That's
fantastic. So why is Kerry the better pot president?
Well, because we know Bush isn't going to be on the issues.
Is he running for vice president? I can't remember.
Kerry's running for president. We believe that as a... Take all things and taken into consideration that he will be a little bit more receptive to our issues. We really need to address medical marijuana.
That's great, Lorena, but what about Bush? Didn't he use to smoke pot and snort cocaine and drive drunk?
He still does. But he's not going to go to jail for it. He's not going to let his kids go to jail for it. And they smoke a lot of pot and drink a lot of beer, too.
Any rolling questions for her?
So,
ask her about rolling papers.
There's a
zigzag.
One for regular people and one for the politicians.
What about machine or hand?
That's great, Marina. Anyway, zigzag or easy wider?
Say it again.
Zigzag or easy wider?
Actually, I prefer my Alabama Marijuana Party hemp papers.
Right on. And do you roll with two fingers or one?
I roll with two
you
fingers.
You can't roll with one finger. That's a trick question. You roll with one hand or two.
Hands.
Boy, you are high, aren't you?
No, I wish I was.
All right, so anyway, Marita.
Loretta.
You're right.
Okay. Loretta.
If you put scope in your bong, it's like a menthol joint, isn't it?
You know, I've never tried that.
You ever put whiskey in there?
No, I don't use a bong. I roll joints.
Who grows more dope per year, Alabama or Kentucky?
Probably Kentucky.
That's right. It's the number one cash crop in America out in Kentucky, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How about Oregon?
How about all these facts?
Oregon grows some good pot.
We're not prompting Joe with anything.
No need, right?
Joe on his own.
The real Joe. Amazing.
Joe. Show.
Well, you know.
Oh, hold on, Joe. Ask her about Cheech and Chong movies.
Hey, Cheech and Chong movies. My favorite.
Well, Cheech and Chong movies are funny. You know, they're part of our culture. They,
Nice dreams are up in smoke.
Way to go, Joe.
Up in smoke.
Let's see. Fast Times or St. Elmo's Fire?
St. Elmo's Fire.
No.
Oh, no.
Wrong. Wrong answer.
Wrong.
Cheech or Chong?
Cheech or Chong?
Chong.
No. Dale Sr. or Dale Jr.?
I have no idea. I'm not a race car fan.
You're not. You're from Alabama.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't Talladega down there? What's the bestest munchie?
The bestest munchie? Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza.
Ask her what...
Cheez-Its or graham crackers?
Cheez-Its.
Ask her if she has a night-night.
Drumsticks or ice cream sandwiches?
Drumsticks.
Do you have a night-night?
Do I have a night-night?
So you're running for governor? Tell me about that.
Yes, I'm running for governor of Alabama in 2006.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, I think we're just about out of time. My My guest today has been Marie Tenail.
Moretta.
Oh, Loretta.
Moretta.
Moretta.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm Moretta Nail is my guest, and I want to thank
you. No.
And if you ever get a chance, get online and check out that Guns and Dope party out of Los Angeles, out of a city called Los Angeles, California.
I'll do it. I think that you know the NRA with the U.S. Marijuana Party. I think that's a good idea.
That's
if we're all on the same side.
Like what you will and do what you must.
That's right.
Anyway, or something like that. I can't really remember. Anyway, till next time, thanks, Loretta, and have a good day.
Moretta.
Thanks for having me on.
And that's it for the Joe Show, everybody, on the Westwood One Radio Network.
All right,
Stay tuned.
Hold on, please, Loretta.
I think she's gone.
She's gone.
Yeah. I thought that went very well,
Way
Joe.
Way to go, Joe.
Excellent job.
Bravo.
On the Joe scale?
I like all that marijuana talk.
That's pretty good. Off the top of your head, lots of stuff.
Helen did a regular filament.
Avenue Miracle Grow.
My favorite segment right there when he did that.
Thanks for all your insights.
There you go. Thank you, Joe.
And I enjoyed just cutting her off like Stu Nahan. That's fantastic.
Okay. And even he references Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yes, that was good. And she didn't seem to. I mean, that was a terrible answer when she went with Sinewood.
Yeah, stoner is not going to go with Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, Demi Moore was the dope addict in St. Elmo's Fire, so maybe she was identifying with Demi Moore.
Could be.
Didn't know that, did you?
Not a faggot, not really hung up on St. Elmo's Fire. Sorry. Barely remember it.
And a very small part.
Wait a minute, you were supposed to be in St. Elmo's Fire.
No, that was broadcast news.
Demi Moore, very small part of St. Elmo's Fire, though.
Yes.
I guess so.
As opposed to Spicoli, who's all the way through Fast Times.
That's right.
Stood out in his
Came over to help you with your math homework.
That's Damone, of course.
Damone.
Not to be confused with Brad.
And don't forget what they write on Damone's car.
Yeah.
And then he has to get that big piece of cardboard.
Little. And then
right.
He has to cover it up.
Little Vice President. Well, Joe, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you later for your movie segment. And Mike, good news for you.
What's that?
We've been on the air over 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And still waiting. After our next break,
yes,
we'll have our own Minai debate.
All right.
In this side, on this phone line, Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Gon. Hello, Mike. Good day to you all.
And on the other line, on the other side of the console, Robert, Bobby Mailman.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening, Robert?
Not a whole lot. Apparently, I need to address some things here.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to either call back or get...
what kind of phone are you using?
Where you can speak louder, because we're having a really hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Connection's very weak.
Can you hear me now?
What are you, on a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm delivering mail.
All right, well,
are you angry?
Kind of. I'm kind of upset with Donnie with a knife, but I will make my case.
Very good.
You're mad at me.
Yeah.
Your biggest champion.
I have an issue.
What's the issue? I mean...
You want me to make my point?
I thought it was about if you're going to get massaged by Mike or not.
Mike, let me address Donnie with an eye right quick.
Go right ahead, Robert.
All right, Robert, what?
Okay. Donnie with an eye, is this what I have to do to get back on the show?
No, now listen, Robert, hold on.
Right now, let me finish.
Robert, is it not true that you called Beth Ann, and I told Beth Ann to tell you that, yes, come down in a couple of weeks and have a segment?
I feel like I'm in Gladys Kravitz Twilight Zone.
You're not. Listen, okay. You're not.
No.
And also, my second point, okay, if you address that, my second point is, do you know,
so talking
3 years, this is the first whack pack type of stunt you've asked me to do? I usually come in because you enjoy my wit. I add to the show. I'm kind of funny. But now, we got to go the gay route.
Don't worry, Robert. It ain't going to happen.
But I digress. Let me talk to Mike Martin.
It ain't going to happen, Robert.
It's not gay, Robert.
Mike, after a long, hard day of carrying mail, working my second job.
Not a chance.
I can think of nothing better to have your white hands rubbing on my
Robert, I want to tell you, you're a better booking than a stunt, okay? You're a better booking than a stunt.
Step up.
I want you to simply stay on the line and think about it, Robert.
Oh, I'm doing just
for
the comedy aspect of it. Now,
God bless you.
He'll do it.
Oh, that's
delightful. He just wanted to bust my balls.
That's wonderful.
That's what I love is when the guys who just, the guy that delivers the mail, his complaint with me is that he's not getting enough regular segments on this show featuring him.
You got me every 3 months. That's what you said you could tolerate.
Yes, and I told Beth Ann to schedule you in the next 2 weeks.
To Beth Ann's credit, she's so good that the bookings are so great, because I listen every day, you know, that you don't need the brothers anymore.
Listen,
the brothers have been put to the back of the brothers.
Let me just say, this whole thing is...
Show, bud.
Listen, Robert, this whole thing...
He's a lightning rod, ladies and gentlemen.
This whole thing is very white of you, but we must break now. So if you could hold, please.
I'll be here.
I know you will. We'll discuss this... he's still there. No, I hit the wrong button, I hope. You still there, Robert?
I'm still here.
Yeah, he's
brother.
Still there. Okay, all right. Hold on.
He's delivering the mail.
That's fine. Okay. It's very white of you to hold. Thank you, Robert.
And meanwhile, Dennis is standing by.
And Michael, make
no need
decision.
To check and see if he'll hang in.
Dennis?
Yeah, how you doing?
Okay, we'll
clear.
We'll be right back with both of these idiots.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two, because they're going to try to get the upper hand on. Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays. Okay? Surprise things. And no disrespect to anyone.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello!
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hello!
Come tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Here we go. Across America. And let's start in.
And the sign.
Portland, both Portlands, Portland, Oregon, Max, 910, Portland, Maine, 970, WZAM, Dozen, Sacramento, KHTK, 1140, and Buffalo, 92.9.
Whenever you say WZAM,
WBUF.
Whenever you say WZAM up in Portland, that's what I'm going to say from now on. It's going to be my running joke.
WZAM in Portland.
Dozen! Because I got three of them that live there.
Who knows? I don't know how many of those stations run Howard Stern in the morning. I don't know.
I wonder. Yeah, I'd be curious. I guess everybody would be.
I'll tell you one thing, though. A great deal for Alan. The guy that...
Who?
Right, Alan, the guy that used to be the general manager.
Do we have Alan's...
Please, no more baton.
Do we have... Is Alan still on the answering machine?
Poor old Alan.
Find out.
Dennis says where he's going. They put him in charge of fries and then took burgers off the menu.
Oh.
Rob, I know you normally scream when we have this, but I'd ask you to refrain from screaming this one particular time if it's on it.
You know what?
Brace yourself,
Rob.
Do
me a favor. What can take your belt off and put your belt in your mouth.
Okay.
And
bite down on the leather.
Do that thing they do in the movies.
Yeah, like when you're gonna get electric shock.
There's the belt.
There's Rob. Bracing himself.
Yeah, that's disturbing looking. He really did.
And that is disturbing.
He really did. How you doing, Robbie?
Uh-huh.
That is highly disturbing.
Oh, he really put his belt in his mouth.
Protect
his
tongue. That's not good looking at all.
Little Silence of the Lambsy. Little Pulp Fiction-y.
Yes. The Gimp.
Little Gimpy.
Hello, this is Al Line One Infinity Broadcasting. I've accepted a position in New York at our flagship station, WXRK-FM. K-Rock, and I will be starting on September 20th.
Well, Robbie?
Uh-huh.
Okay. He's gone now.
You take the belt out of your mouth.
Yeah,
I like it.
Take the belt out of your mouth.
Tastes like...
That's Alan Limewater, our former general manager, who went up to K-Rock up in New York.
So he got the promo... Yeah, north of here.
Mm-hmm.
He got the promotion to go to New York to be a sales manager instead of a general manager, and he had to get more great news today.
Yes,
that Stern quit, which is that's all they got on the station in New York that Alan works on.
Oh,
I mean,
they got
Stern, and then they've got like 0.00 share.
Yeah, I wonder who he likes in the baseball playoffs.
Anyway, last night from this stuff, from the debate.
Oh, yeah.
What do we get? Do we got anything good at all? You know, they didn't really scream at each other.
They almost got into it.
Stand by Dennis and Bobby Mailman, please. Oh, and
Will somebody from somewhere in America, we do a regional coast-to-coast show, we are heard in California, where Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood, or as I like calling it, Accent Hollywood,
right,
is on. Today, now, coincidence? I think not. She's on the show last Friday. Her company has signed a deal with Westwood One, our company.
Right.
She's going to be on the show every day to give us like a brief 5-minute update about what's happening.
Yeah, kind of a billboard as to what's going to be on her show.
So on Friday, she called and said, you know what, I want to do a segment to get to know these guys. So we did the segment with her and it went real good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were real happy with it.
Called her lady, called her baby, called her honey, all that stuff. She didn't get mad. She was cool.
Happy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, since that happened, she's sick. And at first we thought it was like feminine plumbing, which it very well could be. But this is now the third day that Nancy O'Dell is sick.
Yeah, and we're wondering whether it's something we said.
And it's certainly
something we said or something she ate.
It ain't the fact that she's just not wanting to be on our show. She's not on her TV show, Accent Hollywood.
Unless she so desperately didn't want to be on this show that she wouldn't even go to her TV show.
Which we've thought about.
It's a possibility.
which we've really considered.
It's a distinct possibility.
Could happen.
I don't know.
So, no Nancy O'Dell today, but, after all this, it's like, boy, you better have something. I mean, you better come back with something besides a yeast infection. a yeast infection just not thick enough, although maybe it would be.
Oh, dear.
You know what I mean? Under normal circumstances, not thick enough.
Perhaps you'll be joining us, like, on Monday as Norman O'Dell.
Ah, wouldn't that be something?
Now, let's see. Oh, Mike, here we go.
Yes.
The bet.
All right.
The bet was that the Red Sox would win the AL East by 2 games. Congratulations, Red Sox beat the Angels last night.
Yesterday afternoon, yes.
Yeah. Play tonight, right? 10 o'clock? Or
10 o'clock on the West Coast.
So here we go.
Not 10 o'clock West Coast time.
It's 7 o'clock West Coast.
7 o'clock West Coast time.
So Mike has to give Tom Gavin a nude massage. Turns out Tom Gavin hospitalized for the next 6 weeks. We're going to the backup. Mike originally was against the idea of Dennis Murphy. Then when I asked about Robert Mailman,
I suddenly leapt at the chance to massage Dennis.
So now let's bring the two candidates together to see what each of them has to say. Joining us now is Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
And Bobby Hello? Mailman. Bobby?
Dennis. Hello.
Now are we going to have hold on,
hey,
gentlemen.
Bob, how you doing?
Both of you settle down for a second.
Dennis.
Robert,
how you
Dennis,
doing?
Dennis?
I'm doing fine.
Dennis, can you hear me? Dennis?
Rob.
Hello, Dennis.
This is their first joint appearance on the show.
Now, Don, are we going to do this in debate form where we're going to have them debate?
Ask us a question, right?
30 seconds, and we will start with Robert. I'll be the moderator. Mike can be the moderator. But
right.
Everybody can ask. Robert, let me ask you. Take away all the stuff you thought before about that. I don't even know what you thought before. But listen, as Beth Ann told you, I like having you on the show, so you'll be back. I mean, everybody else hates you on the show, but I like having you on the show.
Buzz
so come.
Likes me.
What?
Buzz likes
that's
me.
That's true.
Buzz,
I do.
That's what he tells you.
No,
so
he knows better.
So anyway, you're coming back on the show for whatever it is that you want to spotlight in a couple of weeks.
Mike hates me. Does Mike really hate me?
No.
No, Robert, listen, okay. God, I can't kid Robert in this situation.
No. Robert seems to be very uptight. But Robert, you know. Robert.
I'm gonna come somewhere while I'm hated, man.
Robert.
Yeah.
You know I don't hate you.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Well, if you judge it on that, you're going to be sorely disappointed, my friend.
Let me ask you, let me ask you something.
What you doing tonight, Sandler?
You'll see right there.
There we go.
I'm not going through that. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go through that. It's not the gross factor, which is very much alive with the purple suit. I'm not going to go through him.
Too much, Mike.
See, I'm not. See, right there. He's just see.
Too much about me.
Not a chance.
You rather massage a handicapped white boy.
Hold on now, Dennis, go ahead and respond to that, please. You're the handicapped white boy.
A handicapped white boy who will behave himself.
I'm a good able person. I'm not handicapped. I've got all faculties. I am a professional. And why did you call me handicapped, Robert? That's not fair.
Your tongue sound like one of those, like a spinning top. Can you let me talk for a minute? Mike,
yes.
What do you expect me to do? To turn over and tongue kiss you or something?
See?
What exactly do you expect me to do?
Uh-huh.
I get to work into this. I have to go to normal work the next day.
I'm real happy to have Robert come in and do his regular shtick.
Okay. I went to wet for you guys, man. I saw guys having sex.
He went to club. Robert
right.
went
club
to a gig.
Yeah, I remember that. He did.
All right, well.
You think that I really want to do this?
All right, but Robert, hold on.
Do you think that your safety
Robert,
is at
issue here, son.
Robert, I know you don't want to do it, but let me ask you something,
Robert. What do you mean
my
safety? What are you talking about?
Testing. What's the difference?
The difference is your mouth.
Number one.
I'll tell you the difference.
F-U-F done. I've never come in there stinking. This is something I need to address for years now. Okay?
Hold on. Are you alleging that you've never come in this studio with body odor?
One time, but you guys go on like I come in, just like I made the faux pas with Starberry. You go on, you know, when I make mistakes. If I come after work one day, and the hot sun tan male getting chased by dogs and managers, you guys go on like I smell like some homeless, you know.
Well, you did. Evil. And, no, you know, okay. Robert, you know what? I can't hear the phone. The phone is not loud enough.
Robert's cell phone. It's very hard to understand.
Let me just put you on hold for a second. Dennis?
Yeah.
No, this guy we can hear without a telephone.
Dennis, I realized the other day that I was teasing you and, you know, saying you're not a chance. And I will be honest with you. I put Cheryl the Big Dyke in front of you just to disappoint you.
That's fine, Mike. You probably want to look down a woman instead of a man. And I understood your side, so it cannot offend me.
Yeah, Mike, consider your options now. Just as you were talking to Robert, you were getting frustrated at talking to Robert. Pick your poison.
Are you undecided?
Oh, I
picked my poison. I'm not making a secret of it. I think everybody knows what I'm going to do. I'm going to go with Robert, the mailman.
I thought so.
No, I'm not, Dennis. You are my
knight in shining
armor. You're my third choice.
So where is Robert then?
Where's Robert?
Robert's not, it's not a question of gross, it's a question of Robert. Robert will be doing that,
Robert in last place?
What? Robert's not coming in here to get massaged. Robert's not coming to do his regular show.
But in this entire conversation.
Robert would be last on my list.
Robert is last. I gotta bring him in on this.
I don't get that.
Robert?
What do you mean you don't get that, Buzz?
Robert, you know what it is?
I'm used to being last, it's okay.
What do you mean what does that mean, Robert?
Last meal served at
your
restaurant.
That's right.
Oh, now see, now he's bringing out.
No.
Now he's bringing out the restaurant.
Joe Ardinger's the last.
You know what? Now
he's look around cafe.
He did come. He did come to the grand opening.
He did. And hold on, he did come to the grand opening of your restaurant.
He did.
And Robert, looking good in your Barry Sanders throwback jersey.
No, I got the purple people eater.
You got the well, you had the Barry Sanders jersey on that night, you dope.
Yeah, but I had on the Purple People Eater when I had the birthday show.
That was the thing. Oh, yeah. That's right there. That's the image I have in my mind.
That's where you had the B.O.
Need massage. And, Mike, I never had B.O., right?
Right, Mike?
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Demo.
Come on, Mike. Come on, my black.
Yeah, M.O.
Yeah, hold on, Dennis. You have odor from every orifice. You have ear odor.
I bathe every day. You're saying every time I come
in, I smell. I need some credit in the bank, and I think, frankly, there's no real way to solve this argument other than to massage both of them.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You are kidding.
I think Dennis will neutralize Robert, and Robert will neutralize Dennis.
You are a statesman beyond belief.
That's your choice. That's the way it's going to go.
We all hail.
That's the way it's going to go. I know comedy, and I believe that...
Shut me up.
That's it.
I'm not laying next to Dennis.
No, one at a time.
We'll get two tables.
Now, the rule is, I only do this if we get two tables and they're both in here at the same time.
I agree, and it's one break. You don't have to do one break with Robert and one break with Dennis. You can just...
My feet really hurt, too, man.
Spend your time with both of them.
My feet really hurt.
Well, I'm not going to spend that much time on your feet, Robert.
Okay, let me just say...
You know what I mean.
Come on. Let me just say, all hail Mike.
Yeah.
You know, Mike O'Mara, not a welcher.
Okay.
Stand up guy. Mike O'Mara, stand up guy. Tom Gavin, not available.
I have requirements.
So Mike says Dennis and Robert. Yes. Pushover.
Both of them wear robes when they come in here.
You got it.
They wear robes.
And when
I begin this segment, okay, I leave the studio. When I come into the studio, they have the towels on them. They're in place.
And they are covered.
And they will be thrown out of the studio if there's any towel play whatsoever.
Mike.
No, Robert?
Robert.
Robert, you're out of here if you mess around with the towels.
Mike, are we
going to
have towel on as you on the
cardinal?
Yes,
yes, yes,
Dennis.
Okay. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, you keep the towel over your ass, Dennis.
Okay, that's fine.
Robert, what were you saying, Robert?
It's a tip. That's not my fault.
What?
Hey, you don't want him to repeat that.
It's not my fault.
Now, if that's the case, I just want to say it's going to be a hell of an attempt. That's going to be like a jack for a car because you will be on your stomach.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, buddy.
Under the big time. Oh, dear.
Dude, I had to delete that out. You can't say that anymore.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
You know what you said.
And I would like both gentlemen, and I mean both, and I'm not making a comment about either one of them. I would like both of you to be suitably perfumed before you arrive.
Perhaps a lunchtime shower?
I got a request.
What?
Mike, will you take me to the prom first?
No. Shut up, Robert.
Now listen, fellas, what day works for you guys, for both you?
I'll do it tomorrow, baby.
Tomorrow? My goodness.
Good heavens.
Let us check our schedule.
Yep. Are you up for that tomorrow, Mike?
Yeah, if they're both available.
No, I'll be there about 4:30,
Dennis, what do you think?
No.
The
Harvey Corman Kim
Conway show tomorrow night.
No, that doesn't work tomorrow.
You'll be relaxed for that.
That works on Friday.
No, you're busy on Friday, aren't you? You're booked.
No, we're not, Dennis. Okay. No, we're not. Friday, what we're doing, I don't have to tell you what we're doing, for God's sake, you're Dennis Murphy. But Friday, now, how about 5:40 on Friday afternoon?
That might not work for me, baby. I got a video shoot for GQ magazine. Yeah, I'm going to a car show Friday night.
You see, these are the men about town.
That's right.
These are the men about town.
Socially active. Yeah.
What about Monday?
That's fine. Monday is perfect.
All right, Monday.
There we go.
All right, select a time with Beth Ann that works for both of you. Oh. And Beth Ann, please run that by Mike.
Got to be Monday.
And the massage will be Monday.
Not like I could knock it out before the weekend.
Love you, Mike.
Love you, Robert.
Mike, I always love you.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I got a request.
Yeah, what?
Mike, will you cut your nails?
Robert, I'm going to be wearing surgical gloves.
Hold on, let me see. Tomorrow.
Happy.
Hold on. Tomorrow, fellas.
Robert's a little too happy. Dennis is Dennis, but Robert's a little too happy.
Hold on. What was the option for tomorrow? Could you guys do it like at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
No, 4 o'clock is fine. And you know the PR ain't going to let me off. I got to go come after work.
All right. So, it'll have to be Monday.
All right. Monday's fine.
Monday. Yeah. Monday's the day, and Mike is paying it forward.
Monday it is.
What? Wow. And here I was calling you a welcher and all that other stuff. Don't I feel silly now? Look at you. Don't look at me like that. You're doing the right thing.
You are.
You're doing the stand-up thing. You're doing the right
thing. Hey, I think it'll be fine. I don't have to like it.
I think it'd be good for you to touch a black person.
Yeah, right. You love it. Don't worry.
I know.
Whipped cream?
What?
No, whipped cream. This is the kind of stuff I'm not looking forward to.
I will see both of you. Both?
Hey, how about honey? You want to put my Nivea cream?
We'll see both of my Nivea cream.
Why does Dennis have Nivea cream?
You know, it's one thing.
Because he has a rag.
You know, this was Tom. He would come in here. He would do what he's told. Now we've got the two, you know, the amateur Sheckies coming in here.
Oh,
Mike, somebody has to take Rodney's place.
Yes,
now that Rodney's gone. All right, Dennis, Dennis and Bobby Mailman, get your time with Beth Ann. We'll see you both on Monday.
Because we're not debating. It's over, right?
Yeah, you're both going to be in here on Monday.
The debate is over.
Okay.
What, Robert?
Enjoy your weekend, Mike.
Yeah, I will, Robert.
Yeah, I'll be at OC City, and I'll be back on Monday.
Okay, all right.
Okay, both of you, hold on for a second.
Imagine if they both had phones that were the same volume.
God, enjoy the car show.
God, they're very excited. And the Tim Conway show.
Yeah, Corman and Conway.
Corman and Conway.
Now, are they at the car show?
I don't know.
Anyway, way to go, Mike.
Thanks,
way to go.
Thank you,
Mike. There you go. Took one for the team there, Mike.
Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't want to have to choose.
Yeah. It's going to be the best radio.
Like choosing a favorite child.
On Monday.
Surgical gloves and just the back.
Yeah. At this point, listen, you know,
we're just grateful.
Whatever compromise you'd like.
All right.
As long as those two guys are laying naked on the tables with the towels.
I will have at least one squeeze of each glute. Too good. Now they're really excited.
Too good. I'm just picturing
folding the napkin.
I'm just picturing the two tables with the two naked guys. An entire break of this show. Oh, that'll be great.
I can smell it now.
That'll be great on Monday.
We all can.
Man, oh man. And you're one. That's one of those deals you probably won't be able to. That's like people who work with dead people, and they say sometimes they can't get the smell of death off them.
Yeah, I've got some surprises of my own for you on Monday that I think you'll enjoy.
Really?
I'm going to be suitably prepared for this mission.
Oh, good.
We have your outbreaks.
I'm just going to be suitably prepared.
Okay. Or a masseuse.
Right. You know why Dennis prefers Nivea?
Why?
He can't say Nubriderm.
Nivea. Here's my Nivea.
That's also his name for the mother on The Sopranos.
Nivea hand motion.
Oh, poor you.
Who's this? Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, you're doing great.
Sorry, I was listening to the show yesterday when you guys had that guy with the backward messages.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to get that website address, if you don't mind. I wrote it down yesterday and left a piece of paper.
I don't remember that.
Yourinnervoice.com.
There you go.
That's it.
Yourinnervoice.com.
That's it.
Right.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck.
You're run with
welcome.
It.
You're very welcome. See you later.
So Yourinnervoice.com.
Fairbanks,
Alaska. Fairbanks, Alaska. We go to you. We go to Jerry Mason.
Here's why we didn't think Halliburton should have a no-bid contract. While he was CEO of Halliburton, they paid millions of...
I don't have time for this.
Halliburton?
I don't have time for this now. Wait, where's Cheney?
Jackie Mason.
Got some Cheney?
I do.
Here's Cheney.
The reason they keep trying to attack Halliburton is because they want to obscure their own record. And Senator, frankly, you have a record.
Yeah, hold on, that's not the right cut. Where's the cut I'm looking for?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
I don't know, I support President Bush, and I think he did a good thing going in Iraq. And remember, a lot of you
didn't hear this last night during the debate.
Fairbanks, Alaska.
And did a good job. And
get that in. You notice that I put my snout through the hole, and it's still talking.
Everybody loves Jackie Mason.
You probably know of me as a comedian, and if you don't, you probably are not a citizen of this country.
And now America's favorite stand-up comedian sets his sights on radio.
Let me just say, you know, I'm not saying anything, but if we ever went to mornings...
Uh-huh.
I think you hired Jackie Mason for afternoons.
Yes, good afternoon, brother. Fairbanks, Alaska. There we go.
First. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Hello, Pete.
But please. No more questions about that.
Fairbanks, Alaska.
No more questions about that. And, as we go to break,
mm-hmm.
Rodney's dead. That's too bad.
Yeah. Rodney was a guest on this show, and what a legendary comedian.
Yeah. Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
Bye-bye, boys.
And I guess I had a procedure done a short time back and never quite recovered, right?
There's a lot of Rodney stuff that people have. This is from our archives. Really, now.
What's that about, baby?
You know, he was one guy. I remember when I was a kid, he would be on Johnny Carson.
Work it out,
and then he got cool, and then there was Back to School.
Remember when when we were doing the show, and we took the whole show and went to see Back to School?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Remember that? That was one of the first ones we did.
He was great, Rodney Dangerfield. He's dead now.
Yeah.
He had a website where he would post a joke every day, and obviously he planned ahead for this. The joke today was, I bought a cemetery lot. The neighbors said, there goes the neighborhood.
Oh, that was his joke
today?
That
was his joke for today.
Oh, very good.
So that's Rodney. We miss him. And here's the worst thing.
Oh, no.
CVS has offered this up now. His last TV appearance was on the CBS sitcom. I almost called it when I called it off the air. Yeah. The S word.
Right.
DJ would say it there.
You know, like.
Still standing. Here is Rodney Dangerfield, not a lie, the last thing that he ever said in public, at least. Right?
It's tough to be funny when you're coming off drugs, I'll tell you that. I tried marijuana just once. That's all, just once. I didn't know what I was doing. I was on cocaine.
Is that real? That's really his line. He sounded great.
Oh,
yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't.
Is that an older one? That sounds like...
Hold on. No, I'm sorry, Mike. Here's his last appearance on Still... I'm not setting you up like to play a crazy tape. These are really out of order. His last appearance on Still Standing. There it is.
Ah.
Let's go while we're young. Hey, I just came over to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Aren't you going to wish me good luck?
Good luck.
You have no idea who I am, do you? Maybe this will help. Miller, put back my snowblower, you thieving bastard.
Ed Bailey, my next-door neighbor. Right. How are you?
I'm moving to Hawaii. My wife loves vacations, you know. All she wants is vacations. The other night she told me, take me somewhere I've never been before. I took her to a men's room.
Because that one before was Sharp Rodney.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what else we got, Robbie?
This is great.
I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombaz.
Vinnie Boombaz. We'll tell you that coming out of the next break.
Good.
Vinnie Boombaz, that deserves a whole break.
Yeah.
And too bad for Rodney. That's the last thing. That was his last actual Hollywood appearance.
Yeah, never completely recovered.
On Still Standing.
I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombaz.
Oh, no, that's great. Great.
Better, no respect for anyone. I bought some rat poison. The girl asked me, shall I wrap it up? I'm going to eat it here.
How do you not like Rodney?
You can't.
Nothing. I was poor, really poor. I was so poor, my rich aunt died in the will. I owed her $20. I was poor.
I still laugh out loud at Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. That's good. He's dead. Ben Affleck is alive.
Yes. Is there no justice in the world?
No. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'll tell you my trouble. I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombaz. That's my doctor. You know the doctor? Well, that doctor forgot a word. I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. No, once when I called him, I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. Well, he's a strange doctor, you know. No matter where it hurts you, he wants to kiss it, make it better. Well, after he checked me for a hernia, I had to change my phone number. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house. This table can't multiply either. You got to multiply over here, okay? My dentist, too. That's another one. I told him my teeth were all getting yellow. He told me to wear a brown necktie. I'll tell you, I never had any luck with doctors. I found out my proctologist. He used to work for Roto-Rooter. I wish everyone knew what a proctologist was. It'd be a hell of a joke, you know? You never heard of Roto-Rooter, right? I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, like a second opinion. He said, I want you ugly, too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. You kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid, too. I worked at a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I want you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend.
The Don and Mike Show.
Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah. I like how big I'd get. At the pet store. That's it. You know, the nice thing about Rodney, you always have one that you haven't heard. Yeah.
So he was, whatever he was, 82. Real name? Jacob Cohen.
Jacob Cohen, and he will be missed
for Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah, you're goddamn right about that. Now, I got a stack of stuff here, all of it out of order. I got too many papers. I read too much stuff. Turn off the Lenny Kravitz, please. Thank you. I say that even though I'm the one that turns off the Lenny Kravitz.
Now you don't need to you know, yeah.
I like the illusion.
You take away the illusion when you do that.
But
you create the illusion that we've got like this staff of people that are pushing buttons.
Sometimes I must say that to remind myself.
Sorry, Rob.
Thank you.
You know, technically, you don't push the button.
No, but...
And technically, you know. And very good. You put that away already.
Okay. He's your right-hand man.
Yeah, he is. But how do you know I'm not going to need that Lenny Kravitz again?
I'm going to go ahead and play the odds and say you probably will, and... Then
we'll
get it.
We won't need it again. Martha Stewart. Buzz had this on his news and comment that she's going to be going to jail in West Virginia.
And she's still all over the ads. She's still on the advertisements.
Now, you might want to know, when she reports to prison, one of the first things that she will have to do is be strip searched.
Okay.
This happens.
Chuckle, chuckle.
This happens to all of the inmates.
A good thing.
This will include the nude squat and cough in front of a female guard. Martha Stewart will have to crouch low, spread her legs,
right,
and cough to prove that she's not smuggling anything. Inmates of the more rotund variety are sometimes asked to lift their breasts.
Mm-hmm.
They have already decided they will not ask Martha to lift her breasts.
Oh, so they've made that decision already.
Martha, however, besides having to do the nude squat and cough, will be asked to hold her arms out while a guard looks at her mouth and under her tongue.
Oh, dear me.
So that's for Martha Stewart.
Look at this. Wow. I found a doily.
Ain't that something?
I'll be thinking about that.
Have you watched The Apprentice? And what did my kid buy over the weekend when he was back here for the weekend? Apprentice ice cream.
Mm.
I said, of all the things you're going to get to at the store, you go to the store. Oh, I know
Apprentice
what it was.
Ice cream.
I know what it was. He said Mom bought it. Anyway, he wanted some ice cream, and I said, go get ice cream yourself. He said, I don't have a car.
What's the hook? What's the hook with ice cream? I don't get it.
I don't know. Frida brought it home. It's
like vanilla?
No, it was a flavor. It was the flavor of Trump.
Strawberry swirl.
Tastes like Trump taste.
Two episodes ago, their challenge, or three maybe, was to invent an ice cream flavor and sell it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Was it donut flavored? Because that was the one that sold the most.
You know, I don't know. Like I said, my wife bought it. I'm not sure what the flavor is.
Interesting.
But if you watch The Apprentice, maybe you've noticed that the two people that make the show, besides, you know, Donald Trump, are Carolyn and George.
The two assistants to Mr. Trump.
Right. Now, this guy, George.
And I like calling him Mr. Trump.
Maybe you've noticed this, but he's not been on the show in recent weeks where his part has been highly diminished. He's been...
Well, he looks like he's a little long in the tooth, isn't he?
Well, no. Yeah, well, yes, he is, Mike, but get this. He's pissed. He's pissed, and this is not a publicity thing. He's pissed at Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And see if this rings familiar with our old problems we used to have with Westwood One. He's not been paid.
Oh.
He's not been paid. Now, he says he doesn't need the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's the principle.
Yeah.
You don't ever ask anybody to do something for nothing. He never expects anybody to give him something for nothing. He's worked for Donald Trump for, I don't know, 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on this show. They ain't paid him one dime.
So they're kind of like just including that in his regular job duties?
While Carolyn has continued to get the checks. So George is not going to be on The Apprentice
for a while,
and he is currently negotiating with NBC.
Good for
him. But that's what's happening.
So what? So the lady comes in and she gets paid.
Yes.
But he comes in, does the exact same thing, and doesn't get a dime.
Yeah, he's not been paid. He says
not fair.
He's not been paid in however long it's been. Billy Bob Thornton has this movie coming out, Friday Night Lights, which looks fantastic.
It looks like it's going to be a classic.
Have you read the book?
No.
Okay. Has anyone read it to you?
No. Not even that.
Well, it's a great book about, obviously, high school football.
Uh-huh.
And Billy Bob Thornton, who's a weird guy, BB, and do you think he has anything to do with the BB&T Bank?
I don't think so.
Billy Bob Thornton.
No, I don't think he does.
Interesting, though.
Anyway, he's playing the coach in this movie.
I'm going out for ice cream.
And he's doing maybe apprentice ice cream.
Don't
make me feel good.
Oh, and I'm glad you said that. Here's a quote. So Billy Bob Thornton is doing a press for this movie Friday Night Lights.
He just had a baby, didn't he?
I don't even know about that.
I think so.
Here's a quote, though, that I read from Billy Bob Thornton. Quote, I am the black man's hero. I have the love and admiration of every black man in America.
Okay, I think I know where he's going with this.
And here's why. Since Monsters Ball, I'm every black guy in America's hero. You know what I mean? I can't go through the airport without at least one brother saying, Billy Bob! You the man.
And remember, wasn't there speculation that scene that they did
was real.
Was pretty real?
Yeah. It looked pretty real to me. It made me feel good. Hello there, Billy Bob's.
Make me feel good.
My name am
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty Jackson. You am my hero.
Make me feel good.
Hold on, I've got the from yesterday. I've got the names. Here's where I got Your Majesty from.
Your Royal Majesty.
Let me see. CBS is interviewing Michael Jackson's nieces and nephews.
Oh, dear.
We're coming out to say what a great guy he is.
Right.
Let me see. You have Jafar, Randy, Dante, Genevieve, and Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Spelled J-E-R-M-A-J-E-S-T-Y. Right.
Your Majesty.
Perfect. Hello there, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Damn, Your Majesty.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie Foxx. He am good as well.
Yes, he is.
He's an upcoming star. He's, I think he's almost worked his way into Denzel territory, meaning great actor, mm-hmm. blacks like him, and non-threatening to us whites.
I think that he looks phenomenal in the trailers that I've seen for the Ray Charles movie.
Is that his name short for J. Majesty?
J. Majesty.
Listen to this, though, about Jamie Foxx. I began to like this guy in Any Given Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was good in the movie with Tom Cruise.
Right.
And now he's like I say, he's working his way up. You know, white people aren't afraid of him, so, so we're going to let it be a movie star. For the movie Ray, about Ray Charles, I've heard about stars doing stuff like where they lose weight or gain weight.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He had his eyes glued shut.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I mean, seriously, they took glue and glued his eyes shut.
Wow.
Partially so that he could feel what it was like mm-hmm. to be blind.
Sure.
But partially, so there are scenes in the movie, I guess, where Ray Charles is taking his glasses off and said, you know, what's happening? He's had some procedures done, and he couldn't open his eyes.
Oh, my God.
Well,
I mean, the trailer looks fantastic for this movie.
So, let me see. Ray couldn't see and didn't want to cheat. That was part of it as well. He was doing dance numbers or lip sync numbers.
I could understand that. If you were really going to play one of the most famous blind men in American music history, why not?
Hey, Your Majesty, where am the super glue? Come over here, boy.
Your Royal Majesty.
Come over here. Glue my eyes closed.
Wow. I would think it'd be a little painful, though.
Yeah. Now, Mike, when's the last time we mentioned the name Andy Rice on this show?
Years ago. I think it was yesterday, though.
Now, Andy Rice is a guy who had worked here.
Yeah, several times.
Here's a quick quiz for you, Mike.
Right.
What is Andy Rice best known for?
I have one particular thing that I can't really say in our new format.
But I think you can.
He's known for sitting down.
Thank you.
Was I right? Oh,
winner.
I got the bonus on that.
Winner, that's right.
He sits down when he does something.
You realize in Japan, 25% of Japanese men now sit down mm-hmm. when they go number one. Let me see. They sit down every time they use the bathroom. This number is up from 3 years ago. There are two reasons that Japanese men are sitting down. One, they're responsible for cleaning the house themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And they find that when they go in the middle of the night, that they spray everywhere, and they don't want to clean it up. And here's the other problem.
What's that?
These days, the new fashion have no zipper in front.
Oh.
Meaning, you want to go number one.
You gotta go all the way down with the pants.
You still gotta pull your pants down.
Oh, dear.
And then take a moment. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Clementine. If you don't mind, I will sit down. Oh, my darling, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Clementine. You know what's so funny is that you sit down every time, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling. Oh, my darling, Clementine. You're not even from Japan. You're from North Carolina. Oh, my darling, Clementine. That she works. I think I'll save this for another day.
Mm-hmm.
The craziest,
mm-hmm. crazy
names that dumb celebrities have given their kids.
Mm-hmm.
What started this, of course, with Apple. Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid Apple.
Yeah, didn't
recently.
You know, don't the Stardust or something for Demi Moore and Bruce Willis?
That's what started this whole thing up.
Rumor and Scout.
Up again. Yeah, we got a whole list of them tomorrow, including, don't forget, what's the one that Courtney Cox had? Coco Cox.
That's the good one.
Coco Cox. And then, God, so many great feel-goods.
Too many.
Now, are these going to be as disturbing as yesterday's? Yesterday was those feel goods. Yesterday
is pretty good.
Man, I tell you, we're gonna grab our collars again. Yee.
All right. Well, first, no, you'll like this. This was on the local news here in D.C. a couple of days ago. It's just hit the wire. When we had all of the hurricanes that were coming up the East Coast from Florida, here in D.C. a couple of weeks ago, we had a day where they had a tornado event or whatever they call it. Mm. We're like 12 real tornadoes. Stopped down in the D.C. metro area. That never happens here.
Right.
In one of these areas, there was a block where four or five houses were demolished.
Right.
As they were going through, the rescue workers were going through looking for survivors. They happened upon the house of, and this was in Fredneck, Maryland, Mike, the guy named Robert L. Medvey. Well, they pulled up to help him with repairs. Because his house had been blown apart.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize when they started to help him. Now, these are cops and firemen.
Right.
The guy had some kiddie porn.
Right.
The guy didn't have, like, a little kiddie porn on his computer or one or two tapes underneath the desk. He had rooms of kiddie porn. And the problem is that the winds had blown down the walls.
Oh, my
and
God.
The cops eventually had to bring in a dump truck to fill it up with all of the kiddie porn that this guy had
God.
In his house. And the only reason it got busted was because the winds came, blew his house apart. The cops are there. The rescue workers
had a dump truck full of it?
That's what it says.
That's gross.
Workers were helping Robert with repairs. They discovered his cache of child porn enough that it took a dump truck to haul it away.
Wow. Hey, can you come on over here and help me?
Now, this one?
I got to pick up my kiddie porn.
Stop me if you heard this one. Maybe, I mean, I don't mean this is a joke. This is a couple days old. There's a guy in Romania. He's 67. He has double vision.
Ooh, double vision.
He's drunk. And there's a chicken in his backyard that's making a lot of noise. So he gets out of bed.
Are there one or two of them?
Just one.
Yeah, but he sees two.
Just gets out of
There's the chicken in the backyard.
There's the chicken. Okay, so the guy's got bad vision to begin with.
Right.
He doesn't have his glasses on, and he's been drinking. He goes out in the backyard to kill the chicken.
Right.
Which is keeping him awake.
How's he going to kill it?
With a knife.
Ooh.
Guess what he cuts off?
What?
His penis. And then what happens to his penis? And this is where it sounds like, I mean, this is why I've not relayed the story,
yes.
Because it sounds like...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's a bad day.
Man, dogs will eat just about anything, won't they?
The man was bleeding heavily, but he's now out of danger.
Especially dogs in Romania.
Dogs love
his
chicken.
His dog rushed up, and it's not a question of chewing it, took it somewhere... Ate it.
Where were the rooms with the kiddie porn?
And then, finally, okay, this is from America, Colorado.
Right.
Right by Denver. 31-year-old dude named William Rarden. He's a patient at St. Mary's Hospital. He's an organ donor. I have signed up for this on my driver's license.
Right.
A lot of people have.
Right.
He shot himself last month.
Oh, dear.
Was taken to the hospital. Pronounced dead. Sent to another place where they're going to rip him open and take out his organs. But once they got him to the second place, where they started cutting him up to take out, like, his liver and stuff, they found out the guy wasn't dead.
Oh, my God.
The guy wasn't dead. So now they don't know what to do, because now they've got a guy at what they've...
They got him open?
They've got him open, and they're taking out his organs, and on some level, the guy is still alive.
They're fresh, then.
So now...
I would imagine that hurts a little bit.
So let me see.
Can we have your liver, then?
So what they decided to do then was put the organs back in that they had taken out.
Like operation.
That's right.
Remove wrenched ankle.
They put the organs back in, and his heart was beating through all of this.
Wow.
His heart beat long enough to get him going, then he legally died a couple of days later.
And then they went back and got the organs again, or were they ruined after they tried to yank him out?
Here's the thing. They took the organs the second time.
They did.
You know, they got some guy.
Kind of ended up as a happy ending.
Here, it's good news and bad news
all
the way
around.
It's a
heartbeat. It's a love beat.
It's a guy who goes... Well, first off, the guy tries to kill himself. This poor guy. I mean, he's got worse luck than Alan does.
Sure.
Guy tries to... Although it's very close.
Yes, it is.
Guy tries to kill himself. Says, okay, they show up at his house. Okay, this guy's blown a bullet through his
head. Get the liver.
Right. They bring him to the hospital where they put the stamp on him. Dead. Then they take him to a place where they're going to cut him up. When they're cutting him up, they go... Hey, he writes, this guy's moving his hand.
Look at that heartbeat.
So they go, put the liver back in.
Come on now, it's not ours yet.
They put the liver back in.
No cutting in line.
They go back, the guy is alive, then the guy dies.
Right.
Then they take his organs, and now what they're doing is ruling the guy's death a homicide. Now what they're saying
is the
people at the hospital are the people that killed him, because they should have known that they had a dead guy there in the first place.
That's pretty whack.
Wow. How you feel now? How you like me now?
I feel good.
Love it.
That is a true feel good.
That's good. And all this other stuff that we just can't get to. We don't have time. Tiger Woods married that hot Swedish babe. Rented the whole freaking hotel. Cost about over $1 million just for the hotel.
You know you're a big celebrity when you got to get married on Tuesday.
And listen to this. The real reason. I don't believe this in a million years. Jay Leno, the real reason he's quitting the Tonight Show.
What is it?
He promised Mavis. He quit before he's 60.
I'll quit before I'm 60. There we go. I want to give it up.
What's funny is he never mentioned this in the previous, 15 years that he's had the Tonight Show.
Right.
It's only now, you know, that he's announcing this.
Yeah, then give it a year. You know, give Conan the slot.
I made a promise to my wife that I wasn't going to be spending our golden years working all the time. I told her I'd stop before 60, and I intend on keeping that promise.
That's a really, really good day. I thought I'd stop before I turned 60. How old is he now?
He's 55.
55 years old.
54, something like that. And here's a quote from him. And this one will make you sick. Let me see. All the money I make is worthless if I don't have time to enjoy it with my loved ones. I have... This is Jay Leno.
Meaning his cars.
This is Jay Leno. I have money. This is not a ploy to squeeze money from the network. Trust me, I have money. I have so much money. I have plenty of money.
I have so much money.
The sad thing, this is where we're supposed to feel bad for him.
Okay.
The sad thing is, it's time that I don't have enough of. Oh, please. Pound sand, Jay Leno. Leave tomorrow. Really?
Yeah, please leave tomorrow.
If you're that, you know.
Right.
I want to say this to all these people that are quitting their jobs now and deciding that they're going to be leaving. If you're going to be leaving whenever you're going to be leaving, leave now!
Right.
Someone else is waiting to take your job.
That's right.
Do you think that after Jay's been hanging around the house about 3 weeks, Mavis is going to be harvesting some organs?
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to want to kill him.
And they'll rule it a homicide.
I think so. Hold on, what is this? We got a break. Oh, Joe Moon is coming up. Mike, something about Billy Bob Thornton, BBT. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, radio guys. How's it going?
You're doing great.
Was watching Daily Show last night. Billy Bob Thornton was on it, and he looked like a white version of Nelly because he had a do-rag on with a hat on backwards. So totally.
What's he trying to do?
People love him kind of look.
Billy Bob.
Yeah. The hero to all black men, he says.
He did a wonderful little monologue. Not a monologue, but you know, when he was paneling on The Tonight Show, he was talking about how overrated Shakespeare was.
Yes.
I mean, really, I'm not a big fan of Shakespeare myself for reading, but my jaw was dropped. He says, who wants to see Hamlet?
Shakespeare's overrated.
Macbeth.
Yes. Okay, bad Santa.
That's good.
It makes a lot of sense. Bad Santa. You know what I liked about Bad Santa? Everything except the goddamn happy ending.
Yeah.
Mm. That's what I liked about Bad Santa was everything until at the very end somebody said...
You like that scene when he's in the cafeteria on his lunch break?
Wasn't that the best? When he's having his salad? Yeah.
When he's and the lettuce falls out of his mouth.
Can't you see I'm having a goddamn meal?
A little more than that. I'm on my blank and break.
Right. Listen, Joe Ardinger.
Yay.
Joe's Movies.
Yeah, Joe.
We got a movie from Joe's Movies House. Joe's Movie House.
House.
Joe's Movie Hut. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to know, instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air, you tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
The Don and Mike Show.
My man. Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi there, John Kerry. Here we go to the station break every day in Salt Lake City. K-A-L-L. Spokane, Washington. K-Fan, K-J-R-B. Very late at night in Dallas. Live 105.3. And how about Charleston, South Carolina? WQSC.
Wonderful.
All shows, all stations carrying this show in its current time slot.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No, we will not be having any comment on that. No question.
15 months is a long time.
It is indeed.
Long time.
It's been such a long time.
I know this. Mm-hmm. I had me another job somewhere.
Yeah.
I had a signed paper. I'd be doing everything to get my ass out of the place that I was at moment.
You'd go. That's for sure.
Tomorrow on the show, he's going to be moderating the most important presidential debate, the last one.
Right.
Bob Schieffer.
Bob Schieffer, and that's an amazing poll for us. That's really terrific.
Sure is.
What the hell are we going to do with Bob Schieffer?
Talk about the debate.
I know, but it's funny that it's Bob Schieffer on this show.
I think really one of the things, I know he's done them before, right? Has he moderated debates before? I think he may have.
So.
And my question would be, I mean, really, what do you have to do? Because it seems to me to be a tough gig.
And
last night, the lady, Gwen Ifill, you know, went back to John Edwards.
She had the man hands, too.
Yes, she did.
She had a big, gigantic hand.
And she went back to him when he had already done his 30 seconds, right. Gave him an extra, and got everybody confused.
Schieffer did the same mistake at the Wilson debate.
So it's Schieffer tomorrow, and then Friday, Mike Melville, the guy that piloted Spaceship One, the first one that went into space, the one that rolled 30 times as it broke the Earth's atmosphere.
The one that I believe they told him to shut the engine off because they were worried he was going to break it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's coming up both on tomorrow and Friday's show. Joining us now is the world's oldest phone screener, Joe Ardinger.
Joe. Ardinger here.
Oh, hi, Joe. Oh, I just lost your music because I pressed the one thing.
All right. Hollywood.
Joe has a collection of the child pornography.
A tornado blew down his house.
Joe, exactly what is it that we'll be watching today on Joe's Movie Hunt, and what is the year?
I double-checked. I believe it's 1968. It's a California Highway Patrol training video called Sudden Birth, and you're going to want to pay attention in case Michelle has to come back to work without having yet had the baby.
All right.
Oh, really? This is fantastic.
Helpful tips.
Look, it's Jones!
Hey, J-Law! Lada!
Hey,
Lada! Joan, just a moment, if you'd step up to the microphone. Everybody knows Joan Lada.
She loves to be on the air.
Joan, how's it going with the cheese?
Oh, it's going great.
Have you finished or given away the mozzarella balls yet?
The neighbors are hiding when I come door to door now.
We gave Joan 30 pounds of cheese. The average American eats 30 pounds of cheese in a year.
I sure like those mozzarella balls.
He's hinting.
I know.
I really did. Just wondered if you have any leftovers.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, you don't? See, those are the popular ones.
Sure.
Well, I don't want that brie.
You got a nice big Jarlsberg at home.
I'll pass on that one. The Jarlsberg.
So you're still enjoying the 30 pounds of cheese?
Absolutely.
Thank you, J-Law.
Thanks, J-Law. Right,
there goes Joan Lada.
Goodbye.
J-Law!
He loves that.
We love screaming her name.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we love screaming
her name. Lowered the lights for the film.
Fantastic.
Yes, we have.
Sudden Birth.
And here is...
What a great name.
I turn that on, Robbie, and let's roll this. Sudden Birth, 1966, it says, John.
It has very bad acting because it was filmed with real cops.
For Berkeley Street, play is usually not too busy.
About 8.5 minutes.
Oh, this is chopped up.
I'd never forget. I'd been a police officer for just a little more than a year. That's me in the middle, Bob North.
And Officer Mike Wilson. All right, let's go to work.
Let's go work.
Let me ask you, Joe, what's the... I get when we've watched your movies about girls becoming women and teenagers and sex and drugs. What's the angle on this, which looks like a basic recruiting film to join the cops?
It's not a recruiting film. It's what to do in the event of an emergency on the road involving a pregnant woman.
So if the woman, like, if the woman goes into labor...
Oh, I got it. See, I thought, for some reason, I was operating under the thought that this was like a training film, but it is a training film for the cops, right? To teach the cops?
It is, it is. But the hilarity of it is the bad acting until you get about 8.5 minutes into it.
Then
it takes an abrupt turn.
Part of a suspicious auto, parked with the lights on and the horn blowing.
So now we're seeing, like, bad drag.
All right, they're saying a suspicious auto is parked in a light zone with the horn beeping.
207.
Go ahead.
And all these guys look like one Adam 12.
Further information on that suspicious auto.
Go ahead,
16. This is the worst chopped up movie I've ever seen.
Oh, it is old.
Jim, do we have anything else on that suspicious auto at Park Rails and Shasta?
Negative.
And you can tell that the officers are quite enthusiastic.
Yeah, something tells me these are not actors portraying cops. These are real cops.
Yeah.
210. Follow up
and
on
it's
that.
A real pregnant lady.
At Park Hills and Chelsea.
They really had to, like, splice this back together, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. And we're just seeing headlights.
That is suspicious.
That would be the suspicious vehicle.
With the horn beeping.
Now he's pulled up behind a car like a Leave It to Beaver car. With big bat fins on it.
Yeah. It's a blue 54 Plymouth. License number, Mary Lincoln Union, 628.
Mary Lincoln Union.
207 out.
207 out. So now he's going to go see what's happening.
Why'd he get out of his passenger side? Oh, dear.
Because it's a training video.
Oh, no.
Hey, hey. This is a police car.
Thank God.
Tell me what the trouble is.
I'm going to have a baby. I'm going to have a baby right now. Please help me.
Sudden Birth.
It's Michelle Cohn.
Golden State Films, presented by California Police Officers Association. With the cooperation of the Berkeley Police Department. Written and produced by Alan Paul Rohn.
All right, let's see what he does now.
Wait, you've got to help us. You've got to help her.
I'm going to get an ambulance.
I'm going to get an ambulance, and I'm a bad actor.
Scared than she was. Then I remembered one day, a week before, after our first aid class, the instructor gave us his most important advice.
Keep calm. Keep calm. Keep calm.
Stay cool.
Keep calm.
Keep calm.
There are no more questions, gentlemen.
Now he's looking at a...
chalkboard.
Chalkboard. Flashback to the police academy.
It has written in big letters, keep calm.
Oh, my God, she's having a baby.
Hi, Jim, how's it going? Chuck, you know Jim Branch, don't you?
Jim, how are you?
This is Bob North.
It kind of has a Dragnet feel to it.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, one Adam 12, that same genre.
Hi there.
North has beat one, and I have beat two. And I got to thinking.
Are they talking about their wives?
If I had to deliver a baby.
Seems to me Pete here ought to answer that question.
Or beat one or beat two means probably...
Hey, look at this guy.
Right,
he's delivered four babies.
I'll be there in my trustee ambulance.
But what if Pete doesn't get to us in time? What'll I do then?
It's the same advice as before. See, childbirth is to convey a feeling of confidence to the mother in her ability to deliver the child. What would you say was next, Pete? Get the mother to be to a hospital before she delivers.
What, Joe?
Are there any other...
What would you say is next, yeah. Pete?
How do you deliver a baby?
How do you deliver a baby?
I thought we'd answered your questions. All right. I know you're worried about techniques and so forth, right?
And so forth and whatnot.
Okay. So you can't get her to the hospital on time. You conquer your own fear, and you'll have it.
by calming her, making her comfortable.
Wendell Hall.
Asked her to remove her underclothes.
Hold on.
She already asked for the ambulance. And nature is about to take its course.
Can you back it up a little bit, Robbie?
Yeah.
I just heard ask her to take off her underclothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that part.
That'll be revisited, too.
So when they were saying, like, the beat, yeah, I've been on the beat once, the beat twice, that would be on their routes.
On their rounds, yeah.
What would you say was next, Pete?
Here we go.
Get the mother-to-be to a hospital before she delivers. That's right. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, how do you deliver a baby?
I thought we'd answered your question.
Yeah, you moron.
I know, you're worried
Dennis
about techniques
Murphy.
And so forth, right?
And such.
Okay, so you can't get her to the hospital on time.
Here we go.
You conquer your own fear, and you'll have it, by calming her, making her comfortable.
Uh-huh.
You ask her to remove her underclothes. You've already asked for the ambulance, and nature is about to take its course.
It sure is.
From there on, it's mostly what you don't, not what you do.
Well,
you don't interfere with a natural sequence of events.
That's right. For example, you don't try to hurry the birth by pulling on the baby. That could injure the baby's neck muscles and possibly harm the mother.
You mean that's all there is to do, just receive the baby?
There must be something else.
Yes, you support the baby and keep it clear of any waste. And hold on to it. They're slippery.
Waste.
How about the cutting of the cord and all the other things the doctors do?
Well, first of all, you're not a doctor. And if you don't have a receiving blanket and a bassinet in your car, then I'd say your job would be to get the mother and baby to the hospital. If the mother is able to hold her baby, give it to her. For the moment, you could place it face down on the mother's stomach. Face down to allow any fluids in the baby's mouth or nose to drain. Just make sure the baby can breathe and is breathing.
Yeah, kind of hard when you put the baby face down.
Yeah. Lacking materials and ability, and it's mostly a case of what you don't do.
If you could see a birth firsthand, overcome your fear by witnessing it, watch an experienced person, like Pete here, receive the child, cut the cord if necessary, he'd also learn what to do with the materials he carries. But lacking that opportunity...
This is the worst actor of the whole
thing.
Then
you simply received the baby. Any other questions?
You just received
it. Yeah, I've got a lot of questions, but as you said, we're not doctors. Baby better be going. Yeah, I got to get going too, Chuck. I'll see you later.
Remember, keep calm.
Remembering all this was a big help.
Pause it for a second.
See this guy.
Joe, does this movie continue with these officers actually delivering a baby?
Well, Don...
Yeah, Joe?
I'd like you to continue for about 2 more minutes.
Okay, because we got a break coming up. I'm wondering if...
Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm looking at the clock over here, and we are 2 minutes away from go time.
All right. Payoff is coming.
Wow. Okay.
I decided to put it into action.
Keep calm. Why don't you go out there and tell her I'm going to help, and I'll be there in a minute.
Now
I'm back
at the scene.
I'm going to help.
Back at the scene now.
07.
Remembering what he's just been told.
All right. Okay.
A suspicious auto turned out to be an emergency maternity. Could you rush an ambulance? She claims she's going to deliver any minute.
We'll try 207.
She's going to deliver.
The Shasta just east of Park Hill, emergency maternity.
There's a dispatch.
207, ambulance en route. KMA 550 clear.
An ambulance is on the way. How is she?
I'm scared. When Ann called me to take her to the hospital, I didn't think, why did I get a flat tire?
Listen, don't worry. We'll manage. How are we doing?
She's pretty.
Look, make her comfortable and keep her calm. You might take her underclothes off. I'm going to move my car and get some lights in this car just in case.
Remove those underclothes.
And in reference to Fast Times again, I want you to conduct yourself with the utmost maturity.
I'm going to help.
Now he's moving his car. His police car.
Get some light on this subject.
Oh, I understand. He's going to put his high beams on.
Baby!
Now I'm going to shine them into the back where the baby is.
I think the baby's ready.
Call an ambulance.
What's the situation?
The baby's being born, I think. What'll we do?
Your friend is scared enough. Why don't
the
you...
It's the worst acting in the world.
The other side.
He's rolling his sleeves up, though.
Oh. Yeah, good.
Now, he sent the other lady to go look up the road.
You conquer your own fear, and you'll have it by calming her...
She's going to come...
Now, don't worry, lady.
Everything is going to be all right now.
Why don't you do something? Can't you help her? Can't you give her something?
I've called for an ambulance. Now it's up to nature and our little mother here.
Don't avert your eyes.
Fish.
Don, watch. You're going to miss it.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
You're doing fine. Uh-huh.
They're showing without showing what's happening.
Let's see. Is the baby here yet?
Oh! 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 Oh!
Wait a minute. Oh! Oh!
Hold on. Hold on.
Winner.
Hold on. That's a real birth.
Yeah, a bunch of...
Wait a minute. They staged a real birth?
That's not a staging.
Well, hold on.
I'm totally shocked.
How did they find
totally
a woman?
Shocked.
How did they find a woman in 1966 willing to be in a police how-to video?
I told you, it will fascinate.
Oh my God! We don't do the show that we used to.
No.
However, let me say this:
there's nothing left to the imagination.
As the woman is in the back of the police car, spread in the position to give birth.
Right. We think that they're just going to be, you know, there's going to be a baby doll
what,
there.
Yes, her water breaks, uh-huh. And it's like somebody throws a bucket of water in the cop's face.
I am so shocked.
You see the baby come out. Back it up.
This is a real training video. They wanted to show him exactly it looks like.
Back.
Go back. What was that?
Will you please?
There you are.
Don't freeze it there. Back it up a little bit.
Buzz needs to see.
Hi, Buzz. Welcome over. Now, back it up.
Oh, my God.
And let's see the whole thing, including with the water. Including the water.
Oh, the water.
Okay. I can't believe it.
I'm shocked.
Okay, roll it.
That's quite a surprise.
Here comes the water. Watch out.
What was that?
Will you please calm down? Wipe her forehead.
Wipe her forehead.
1966.
Yeah. Oh my God. Look at this cop. And she's...
this is a real... I can't even begin to...
Baby's head is coming.
Am I the only one who's turned on?
Oh, stop it, Rob.
No. He's actually pulling
the baby. You don't try to hurry the birth by pulling on the baby.
It's a nice natural purple color on that baby's head.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I know, but it flips me out when I see it.
I can't believe it.
You support the baby and keep it clear of
here
any
he comes.
Waves. And hold on to it. They're slippery.
Oh, this is gross. This is gross.
But now, you would expect hospital workers to be in the ambulance, but look.
Ambulance. I like the way you said ambulance, Joe.
Now, an ambulance is there.
Thank God.
The man with the world's shortest tie.
Everything is going okay.
Meanwhile, we're still getting a porn show over here with this woman in the back seat who just gave birth. So this...
It's a boy, Ann.
No ass.
Just take it easy, Bob. You're doing a good job.
Wow.
I got so many questions. I can't believe they...
Me either.
Here, use this to clean the baby's mouth out.
What is that? It looks like Elmer's glue.
No, it's one of those...
I know, it's one of those little psh-psh things.
Keep at it, Bob. Keep at it.
Now put him face down in her stomach.
My mouth is agape, and I can't believe in 1960 whatever they would actually do this.
I mean, we're seeing full frontal.
You know what this is? This is a real training video.
Mm-hmm. Some might say an erotic film. Now he's still working on the cord.
Don't worry,
that'll be taken care of.
Oh, really?
Joe, you really picked a good one today.
Joe,
I mean to tell
you've outdone yourself. You surprised us.
Don't pull on the cord. Just let the afterbirth take its course. Here's where a basin would be helpful. It helps catch any waste.
There you go.
Put your hand on the mother's stomach and massage it gently. That'll help reduce any hemorrhages. Although, usually under these conditions, they seldom have such problems. Okay, that ought to do it.
Pull that thing down, honey.
Everybody was.
See what you have going on there.
Bob, thanks a heap. But the job isn't over. The cord isn't cut.
Well, now remember, Bob, that's not your job. Let's take a look now.
George, would you get the maternity kit?
Check.
Listen, we have to stop it here.
Incredible.
We have to stop it.
Well, let's give it a round of applause, Joe. Fantastic.
Joe, you brought us some great movies before.
We actually watched A Real Birth there. That was amazing. And it literally, some woman volunteered to have her baby in the back of a car with movie cameras.
You know, I've been through it in person twice, and it didn't look that horrifying in person.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Well, there we are.
Well, it's a great one. Maybe the best ever edition of Joe's Movie Hut.
Well, back in the 1960s, I guess the police were properly trained because they saw the real thing.
Just wait. No one has cut the cord.
Even though the acting was bad, the visuals were right on.
And now we're all qualified to deliver babies.
We are.
Yes, we are. That woman is back in the back of that car, legs akimbo, and
having a real baby.
See everything.
Nothing fake about that.
See everything. How about the afterbirth?
Wow, the whole thing.
Let it take its natural course.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Wear a mask.
Which looked like, you know, after midnight cleaning at KFC is what it looked like.
Oh, amazing.
Cleaning the deep fryers at KFC.
Wow, there we go. Thanks, Rob.
Don't freeze on that.
Rob, you don't need to freeze.
Don't freeze the video on that. Just stop.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Page out of my own.
How about that, Joe? You surprised all of us.
You know who needs to see that is Beth Ann, though. Hey, Beth Ann, would you just come in for a second real quick?
Won't you please? Are you going to rewind it?
Yeah.
Well, she's been through it, too, though.
Yes, she has.
No, but she needs
perhaps
to see this.
Forgotten.
She needs to see this movie. This
it's the real deal. There you go.
We didn't say this, but it's in color.
All right. Are you ready, Beth Ann?
Not done yet.
Ready? Okay, hold on.
All right.
You can stand right over where Joe is at that microphone.
Behind Mike.
We're gonna get the good spy. Let's get your reaction, Beth.
Excellent.
When this happened.
When I had the baby, I wasn't on the advantage of this.
Okay, now here you go. Roll it, Robbie.
You're doing fine.
Now watch this water break.
Here we are thinking they're gonna
break. No, it doesn't look like this guy gets hit in the face with a bucket of water.
Will you please calm down? Wipe
now
her
watch.
Forehead.
Watch, Beth Ann.
Wipe her forehead. Wipe his forehead.
How did he find that? And he's got his hand on it.
The baby.
Don't pull
it. Ralph.
Baby's head is coming.
Like Ernie
Stiller. How did
they time it? That's what I'm saying. How did they do that?
You don't try to hurry the birth by pulling on the baby.
Can we just go back real fast to the water breaking?
Oh, God. Jeez.
Just one more time, Mike.
There's the Christmas card.
Oh, God. Don's favorite part.
Oh, come on. You got the other one. And here we go.
Will you please calm down?
Will all of you please calm down?
I ask you.
Will you all please calm down?
Have you ever seen anything as great?
Oh, man.
There you go. Joe's Movie Hut for today for...
Joe, you've outdone yourself.
6 October. I'm not swinging.
Bravo.
Bravo, Joe.
Thank you, Jordan. We got a break, everybody. We'll be right back. Oh, no time for that. We'll do this instead.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show. Possibly crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
Possibly. A chance. We're as crooked as the day is long. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ew, that last segment be qualified as kiddie porn.
Oh, stop that. An instructional video.
Only in your mind.
Here.
You need to have your house hit by a tornado.
It was a kitty. K-I-D-D-I-E.
Yes, K-I-D-D.
Yes. You could have looked at it as pornography if you chose to. Mike?
Yes, Don?
It's very rare now that on a Wednesday we go to McNewspaper.
Mm-hmm.
McUSA Today.
All right. Yes.
But today, Craig Wilson, mm-hmm. Now he's not gone over the top on us.
Right.
So to speak, mm-hmm. In this column. However, please listen. Today's offering. You can read along if you're one of the saps that buys USA Today. And really, I don't know who buys the paper besides disc jockeys and people in airports.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. And it's, I tell you what, it's 75 cents. You'll never get back. So why buy the paper? Why not just listen when we have something to read to you out of USA Today? The columnist, Craig Wilson, the background is this. We used to read his columns every single week on the air.
We did. We were relentless.
We used to do it off the air that because it was fun.
Yeah.
And then we decided to do it on the air. And even when he would write a column that wasn't really gay, we'd read it anyway just to get a rise out of them.
Absolutely.
And finally, one day he wrote a column and he indicated that he has gotten some feedback that we read his columns on the air. So now we wait just for good ones.
Special ones.
Like today. Now from the USA Today, final word by Craig Wilson.
Call me an expert at bow ties, not scarves.
If a magazine comes out with the top 100 hotels in the world, I always read it just to see if I've been to any of them.
And last year, I wrote about a book that included 1,000 places you must visit before you die. I was relieved to discover that I had been to a good number of them, leaving me to die in relative peace.
But now there's a new book out, The Expert Guide to 100 Things Everyone Should Know How to Do. Samantha Edith says she came up with the idea to solve what she calls her personal knowledge gap. The black hole of skills I somehow never acquired on my way to adulthood.
I suspect the creator of this book, like me, just likes to see where she fits into the scheme of things. How far ahead or how far behind we may be in the great game of life.
I'm happy to report that of the 100 things I should know how to do, I can already do 88 of them. Some quite well, I might add.
I don't need Mayor Mastiello of Buffalo, for instance, telling me how to shovel snow, nor do I need CNN's Tucker Carlson telling me how to tie a bow tie. I also don't need Frederick Fekai's tricks for washing hair, or Howie Mandel's tips on how to tell a joke. Remembering a joke is a different matter, but I can tell a joke once I remember it.
As for the other 12, I'll confess I'm a failure. The good thing about being of a certain age is that you no longer feel as if you have to know it all.
So, here's my confessional. 12 things I've never learned to do. I'm rather proud of them.
Apply lipstick. I know some of you are shocked.
Yes. That's for you.
Which is funny, but
you win. Oh, yeah.
Apply lipstick. I know some of you are shocked, but I don't have a clue. Never even had the urge.
Shocker. Deliver bad news. I am not the one to send to tell someone his house has just burned down. I'd be just as likely to say, "You're moving," and then invite them in for a celebratory drink. Really, which would you rather hear?
Manage time. I know a woman here at work who uses every second of her day wisely. Obviously, she has very little time for me. And likewise. I believe that surfing the web cleans the soul.
Speed read! I still read every word. It's the least I can do. Why else would the author have put them all in there?
These are the things he can't do. Remember,
right.
Okay. Relocate. Since college, I've lived in only 3 places.
That helps me get home at night.
Change a tire. Never have. Hope never to.
Change your oil. See above.
Yes. Handle a job interview. I've only had one in my life and didn't particularly enjoy it. It didn't help that he offered me $100 a week to start. Never did it again.
Pack for a trip. I'm hopeless. And trips around the world have not improved my skills. I'm just as likely to arrive with 10 pairs of pants and no shirts as I am with 10 shirts and no pants.
Wow. Yeah.
Socks rarely made the journey. The bonus? I get to shop in exotic places. Another good one.
Swing a golf club. I already have an addictive personality. No sense adding golf to my troubles.
Remember names. There are days I'm glad I have a company ID. No name game can help me remember someone's name. Ever tie a scarf.
See lipstick above.
Final word by Greg Wilson.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh my God.
Sometimes it's like he's laying in, like a snake in the grass. Uh-huh. Pun intended.
And that's his number one. His number one is apply lipstick.
You know, we,
why is that on the man's mind?
We seem to know the guy pretty well. Don't you get the impression that he's taking vacations where he wouldn't need pants?
Don't you read this? 12 things I've never learned to do. Uh-huh. Apply lipstick.
Right.
I know some of you are shocked, but I don't have a clue. Never had the urge.
Apply lipstick, and his last one was tie a scarf.
See lipstick of a... Don't forget the car ones.
Right.
Change a tire. Never have. Hope never to.
And then it's change your oil. See the above.
See above.
God.
Tie a scarf.
Thank you, Craig.
Well, there he is. There's Craig Wilson.
Yeah.
Few and far between, but why not?
From the newspaper. Yeah, that was a good one today for...
I enjoyed that.
For Gregory.
Apply lipstick.
You're right.
I mean, just for my money, you know, if you're a guy writing a column, you put on lipstick. Apply lipstick and eyeliner.
Oh! What guy knows? I mean, yeah, you're right, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Hey, man, a couple things. Any black man, self-respecting black man, besides Condoleezza Bush, okay? I mean, first of all,
hey, hold on, you're going off on a political thing here. I thought you were calling about Craig Wilson.
Can I ask you a question?
It's okay with me.
Craig Wilson is gay.
Can I ask you a question?
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how to apply lipstick?
I don't like white people. No, I don't like white people.
No, I didn't ask that question.
All right.
Do you know how to apply lipstick?
Yes.
Do you know how to tie a scarf?
Yes.
Incidentally, I don't know if this makes me a gay. I think I know how to apply lipstick.
Well, sure.
I've seen enough women do it. Don't you do that thing where you run it over the top, then over the bottom, then you smack your lips together?
Hey, who's throwing a celebrity death list?
Is that how you do it, Rob?
Yeah.
Well, what are you still talking about?
Who's throwing a celebrity death list? Yeah, that girl from Psycho.
No, you're right. You have Janet Leigh.
I think Janet Leigh and Rodney Dangerfield.
And Rodney Dangerfield, they do count.
Uh-huh.
So there will be a third.
We'll be next.
There will be a third.
Do you count Joyce Gilson, the astrologer?
No.
And
no.
No.
Get
out of
here.
Hold on. Looking for that. I wasn't looking for the Beth Ann song.
I liked the music.
I know. You'd like it if Beth Ann was the next to die.
Hey!
Oh!
That's a horrible thing to say.
That is a horrible thing to say.
Well, that's just a general woman-hating comment.
That's true.
This is true.
Excuse me, woman.
She knows how to tie a scarf, though.
Robbie Misogyny. Robbie Misogyny.
It's time to thin the herd by one.
There you go.
A buzz!
Yes.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi. Here we go. Buzz a little, buzz a little,
sunny. Oh, listen, when Rich Eisen is on the show Friday for the NFL picks, which is sponsored by Tower Records, Tower.com. That one is a bigger selection. The movies and the music that you loved in Tower. Pleased to be watching Rich Eisen's show, NFL Total Access, on weeknights at 7 and 10 on the NFL Network. And you can link there at NFL.com. Soon to be a link on DonAndMikeWebsite.com, which will be up in time for us to do mornings. I mean...
Oh, stop it. What?
I mean for us to...
Watch it.
For us to sell T-shirts.
Watch it, right. Mr. Mouth.
That's what I mean.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Never have.
Never.
Never hope to.
I'll apply lipstick.
Tie a scarf. See lipstick above.
I know some of you are shocked.
Shocking.
Buzz, yes. What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, a new government report seems to say, wrong war, wrong place.
A new what?
A new government report seems to say, wrong war, wrong place,
right, your
wrong
heart,
time.
Your heart is in the right place on this story.
Yes.
It's very rare that you mispronounce a word.
You knew exactly what
I was thinking. He might have had the big stroke at the very beginning.
No, you'll know when I have the big stroke.
Yeah. It's like Mount St. Helens, right?
Yes, it is.
Right.
We'll apply lipstick. Stay tuned, everybody.
Yes. Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Dude Walker. And listen, apologize during the Joe movie segment.
What?
A lot of people thought it was the censors. And I don't mean like with an S, like something sensitive with a C.
Right.
Censors. I guess there was a problem with the feed between here and the network.
Oh, sorry about that.
So for about 3 minutes during the Joe thing, the people of the network just filled with commercials.
Oh,
shocking, no?
Because we don't have enough commercials already.
That's a nice filler.
They were able to fix it. What happened is the twine between the juice cans got very loose.
Here we go with the station break in Palm Springs, California. It's KGAL. How about in Concord, New Hampshire? WXKL.
All right.
Or perhaps it's the other way. I'm not really sure. Madison. Mad City, 100X, WCLX. And in San Francisco, KY. CY, it's time for a buzz and news. Brought to you by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
It's good. The guy that shot John's not getting out of jail.
Yeah, they didn't give him parole.
Oh, you might have that in the news. Sorry, bud.
Might.
Smokers. Or I might not.
For you. Well, he deserves to rot in hell. Hell, jail, same thing.
Sorry.
Break the nasty habit.
You get singing and I just get, it's infectious, it's contagious.
Yes. Without gaining weight.
Both.
Smoke Break, the revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. Here's
whatever.
Buzz. Here's Buzz. He likes the Beatles, don't you, Buzz?
Oh, my God, yes. Of course I do.
God, yes.
Yeah.
God, yes.
My God, yes.
God, yes, man.
That's good. Here's Buzz. Hi, Don and Mike.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Do you have the Kirk Douglas tape?
I do.
You're not going to need it. I'm here.
Well, here's the problem with Buzz.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yesterday, a woman called.
Yes.
A woman called and said, I want to speak to Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I immediately, you know, we like to say it's for comedic purposes, but you know, it runs a little deeper than
no,
that.
No, it's legitimate jealousy.
The
green monster.
That we got jealous.
Total jealousy.
Right away.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And inability to feel joy for others.
And listen, nobody mangles the language like I do. Nobody does like I do.
We all do from time to time.
Mike does a little bit, but generally you get the gist of what I'm saying or what anybody's saying
right,
on this show.
Right.
Buzz, in the lead up to the news today.
Oh, my big moment.
Attempted to say the word government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it ended up coming out.
I tried to emphasize the
something
word.
Like this.
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
Buzz Burbank. And yet you understood every word that man said.
Buzz.
Do we have another tape of Buzz's news?
Yes,
you want to hear the tease?
Yeah. All right, let's hear the tease. This is the way it sounded.
Buzz, what's coming up on News and Comments?
I enjoyed the movie. I thought Spartacus was better, but then I'm prejudiced.
I mumble a lot in the afternoon.
Oh, Lord.
I guess you do.
Oh, yeah, in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
At first. Only in the afternoon?
Yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear Pete from Fairbanks, Alaska.
Here's Buzz.
Buzz with the Moose.
Hi,
Don and Mike. At first, the Bush administration said we were going into Iraq to seize weapons of mass destruction.
Right.
Turns out there were none.
Right.
Yes, but there were plans for these weapons, said the Bush administration. A new government report says there were no plans. The Bush administration said Iraq was a growing threat. This report out today says Iran was actually weakening when we invaded.
Iraq. Iraq, not Iran.
Exactly. I'm sorry, I misspoke again. Perhaps the stroke is coming on now. At any rate, the mass destruction weapons that Saddam was supposedly working on, he stopped that in 1998 with the UN sanctions.
Is good.
And by 91, that program kaput.
He was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
I shall try to press forward. The chief U.S. weapons inspector released his definitive report today. His 1,000-page report says Saddam had the desire, but not the means, to pose a real threat, or to use the president's words, a gathering threat. The White House says the report proves that Saddam would have been a threat eventually. I thought that went pretty well.
It did. I'm laughing at Mike.
You know, sometimes you deserve a Purple Heart just for coming into work.
God, we had one here yesterday.
Moses is probably my favorite character in the Bible.
Now, while we're clarifying the facts and as many words as possible, one of the most dramatic moments of last night's not-so-dramatic vice presidential debate was when Dick Cheney said he'd only just met John Edwards for the first time that night on that stage.
This blows me away.
I'm glad you have this on the news. I mentioned this in the opening today on the show, and I can't I can't believe...
And I didn't know this until you told me this.
I can't believe that Edwards didn't jump up to say...
It makes me mad that he didn't.
Hey, dude, not only have we met once, we've met quite a few times.
He may have forgotten in the heat of the moment, or perhaps he wanted to check his facts first before trying to contradict the vice president. That can get you in a lot of trouble if you're wrong. Okay, so maybe the vice president meant to say fourth time he'd met Edwards.
So what
first,
happens...
fourth, they both start with F.
What happens is... Cheney's starting to say something like, you know, you're Senator gone. You're never
right.
around.
Right.
As a matter of fact, until we had this debate tonight, we've never met.
I've mm-hmm. never met you. Cheney had actually met Edwards three times before. On February 1st, 2001, the vice president thanked Edwards by name at a prayer breakfast and then sat beside him for 2 hours.
You know what? Now I'm thinking, though, maybe this is why it's a good thing he didn't respond, because... Mm-hmm. Now, it's one of those little gaffes that's going to be, the press is going to make a big deal.
Let the press handle it. On April 8th, 2001, Cheney and Edwards shook hands as they met off camera during a taping of NBC's Meet the Press.
Well, see, now, right there, that's the one I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. You're going to go on the Tim Russert show.
Right.
And you're going to be on the panel
mm-hmm.
with Cheney.
Right.
You tell me you don't remember that.
Russert remembered that one.
Well, of course, well, it's Tim Russert's show.
On January...
Tim Russert remembers what he had for dinner 12 years ago.
On January 8th...
And who buys this stuff about Big Russ? I could give a rat's ass about Tim Russert's dad.
But he cares.
Best-selling book.
On best-selling by morons.
January 8th, 2003...
Yeah, really?
My mom bought me that book.
I got it from my dad for his birthday.
Like I said, bought by...
Spartacus was the most important thing I did in my career.
Oh, break glass.
Oh, hi there.
What a definite
hi there. Well, I have no response
that's
to that.
That's perfect, though. That
was fun. That's good for you.
January
I said that. I'm sure it's a great book. And my best to Big Russ.
Yes.
So I bet he's listening up in Buffalo.
Green is good.
There he is.
If it's any consolation, the book sucks.
Meeting number three. On January 8th, 2003, they met at the swearing-in of Senator Elizabeth Dole. And now Cheney, when reminded of all this, reportedly replied, "Oh, yeah." Edwards says that, once again, the vice president is still not being straight with the American people.
You know, that's the one thing that irritates me about Cheney. I don't think he ought to be allowed to get away with that. He did a little bit on the debate last night.
He did it constantly last night.
He'd blow it off. Well, you know, your facts are
here's,
wrong.
Here's, and Edwards tried this with him at least five times. Uh-huh. And I don't know all of the facts, but here's what Edwards said. This I do remember. The war in Iraq, 90% of the casualties... are American.
90% of the coalition casualties.
Right.
He was very, very specific.
Mm-hmm. And 90% of the war is being paid for by American taxpayers.
Right.
He pounds him on this for 2.5 minutes.
And then he brings in the Iraqis to it, but they're not the coalition forces.
But Cheney's first response, the first time mm-hmm. that Edwards brings this up, is he simply looks at him and goes, "Well, your facts are just wrong." And he doesn't any substantive proof of what he wants to say.
Right.
That's Cheney's answer. He just looks at Edwards
wrong.
And goes, "Well, you're wrong." Or the other one that Cheney loved doing last night is where he would get that look on his face and he'd rub his face a little bit and go, "Oh, Gwen," or whatever her name was.
Uh-huh.
He'd go, 30 seconds is not enough time to answer this. Meanwhile...
She was great when she didn't say, "Well, that's all you got."
Yeah,
yeah, but he really didn't want to answer.
No, he didn't. Not at all. That's a great cover, and it's a debating strategy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I don't have enough time to tell you everything that's wrong with that, and I can't think of anything right now. I mean, it's as old as the hills.
Yeah, well...
And I was best debater in youth and government back in the 1970s.
You were the best debater?
Yes, I was. I certainly got an award for it.
I lettered in debate.
Did you?
But, you know, before I started mumbling.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's what you say. You say, 30 seconds is certainly
Green
not enough time.
Is good.
So, about that coalition. Okay, so the French are not that popular. But should the president refer to the president of this necessary ally as the jackass? That's what W calls Jacques Chirac, and Chirac knows it, according to American spies who've dropped on Chirac's phone calls. All of this, according to a new book called Chirac versus Bush, The Other War.
Now listen, I'm going to take Bush's side on this.
I know.
I hate France.
I know, a lot of people do.
I hate the French people.
You're in the majority.
There. Listen,
but you went there, and we need them.
I only went there because my wife wanted to go there, and because I had
Green is good.
Right.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
He was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
I only went to Europe because Tim Russert's dad was there.
Big Russ.
One time. But listen, Bush is right. Josh Chirac's an ass.
Yeah, but you don't do that as president of the United States.
It's not professional.
You don't, let people say that.
It's okay. I don't mind Bush saying that.
Right. That's for DJs to say. Presidents need to handle it differently.
Nah, it's all right, because it's France.
Where we need all the allies we can get.
It's France. France don't count. France is not an ally. What are they going to supply?
In the book, by the way, a U.S. official is quoted as telling a French military aide, the relationship between your president and ours is irreparable on the personal level.
Jacques Chirac and roll.
The book also says the White House refused all calls from the French government for 2 weeks after we invaded Iraq.
Bonsoir.
Filmmaker Michael Moore may be charged with bribing people to vote. Not bribing them to vote for a specific candidate, just to vote. Still, it's illegal in Michigan, and Republicans there are talking about going after Moore for his gifts of potato chips, ramen noodles, and underpants in exchange for a promise to vote.
And what Michael Moore is saying, I am sure, is bring it on.
Moore says he's been touring the country trying to get out the slacker vote. He's also...
Those noodles. Now, if I'm not mistaken...
they're cheap.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, when I went down to college and opened my kids' pantry, that's all he had in there was like 8,000 of these packages, these noodles that I guess
filling
sent
fast.
For like 25 cents a container.
Mm-hmm. Closer to 17 cents, actually.
Yeah, big college food. Michael Moore is also promoting the video that Republicans don't like very much as he tours the country getting out the slacker vote. Republicans in Michigan accuse Moore of stooping so low as to offer a college student to clean his dorm room in exchange for the promise to vote. The Republicans are asking prosecutors to go after Moore. Prosecutors have no comment.
Are they Michael Moore's underpants?
That's a bribe.
These are clean, new underpants.
You know who really is? I was surprised. MTV, first off, here's a shock. It was not a video I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
It was MTV News.
Oh,
and it
news.
Was that I hate that little...
Kurt Loder?
Twit. No, John Norris. I hate that twit. But anyway, he's doing a thing, MTV Rock the Vote.
Yeah.
And I was pleasantly surprised that they had absolutely no thought that this was going to be balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It was all talking to young people, 18 to 21,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't this country suck in a lot of respects? You know why it sucks? Because of George Bush. And if you vote for Kerry, at least it's better than Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the slant of this entire slant. MTV. You could, Rob, I didn't mean that in your way.
No.
I meant that in the dirty way.
Yeah. Right.
It was the focus.
You meant that in a training video kind of way.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. It was the focus of the entire piece.
Right.
And they had a couple of musicians, and one of them had a T-shirt on that maybe it was the guy from Coldplay who's married to Goldie Hawn's daughter.
You mean Gwyneth Paltrow?
No. The guy in Coldplay is married...
She's married to Chris Robinson from Black Crowes.
Black Crowes.
The guy from Coldplay is married to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah, Chris.
See, that's... Boy.
Green is good.
I'm real sorry. I'll just shut up.
No!
He was so charming the way he said it with the hair slicked back.
The guy...
Thank you, Big Rush. You got to rein me in on these details.
Goldie's got the guy with the big beard and
that's
stuff.
That's who it was.
Yeah.
So it was Goldie Hawn's. Right, the Black
Kate
Crowes.
Kate Hudson.
Black Crowes.
Right. Uh-huh.
What was my point? Anyway,
MTV News.
You're talking about Rock the Vote and MTV.
Yes, the entire thing was he had a T-shirt on. The guy from Coldplay had a T-shirt on that was cool. It rhymed with Kerry, and it was something along the lines of doesn't suck as much as Bush.
Right.
Anyway, Spartacus.
That's a great movie.
Spartacus. And greed is good?
I'm getting aneurysm right now.
Government.
Government.
Government. Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Arbotron. Modorating.
Exit Hollywood.
Hello. This am Your Majesty Jackson.
Greed is good.
Okay, I'll just shut up now. Buzz.
When we come back.
Yeah, do one more.
Oh, one more?
All
right.
Time.
Then I'll do this one. Relax, there will be, as you heard, no parole for the killer of John Lennon. In New York, Mark David Chapman has just been denied parole for the third time in 4 years. The parole board's vote was unanimous. They mentioned his malicious intent and the suffering he caused the widow. So the 49-year-old will remain at Attica Prison doing 20 to life. Chapman will be up for parole again in 2 years.
And Buzz, that's for you for not saying you know what
the name
good
that
for
set
you.
Off the
right.
alarm. No,
what's,
I learned my lesson the other day.
What's next when we come back?
Your Rush Limbaugh update.
Grease is good.
Thank you, Buzz.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Face it, Mike, nobody has a bigger selection of music and movies that you love. Tower Records at Tower.com.
You said it, Mr. Shannon. All of my clients at the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills think it's just bullets.
Right now, Mr. Drysdale, check out The Gods of Metal. The Gods of Metal.
Ooh.
Right now, 25 artists, 25% off. Every CD by these metal superstars on sale. Bands like AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Slayer, and Black Sabbath.
Hail Satan.
To the modern sounds of hard-hitting bands like Saliva and Lacuna Coil.
Get a haircut.
Stock up on great sale prices on Thursday, October 7th from 5 to 10 p.m. and Friday, October 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. only at Tower Records of Tyson's. And Mike, pleased to be mentioning that during the sale hours, you can enter to win a $500 shopping spree valid at any Tower location or Tower.com.
Tower Records. Everything worth hearing is here.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Now let's go back to Buzz.
Grease is good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Here's your Rush Limbaugh update as promised. A Florida appeals court has ruled that police were within their rights to seize his medical records to prove that he'd been doctor shopping for drugs.
Ma, baby blues must have them feeling clammy. Meet you at Denny's. Hello, Wilma.
Limbaugh argued.
Funny how many details of the story come right to mind. Will put cash in cigar box, drop off in Denny's parking lot. Cohiba box full of cash, baby blue. Struggling with pain now.
Not box of cash, box of cabbage.
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 Yes,
that's right.
Yeah,
cabbage.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Put the cabbage in the box. Wilma got cabbage.
Limbaugh argued that this violated his privacy rights, this seizing of the medical records. He says he'll appeal the appeals court ruling.
You know, I was asked by a radio
guru?
No.
Icon?
No.
Chairman?
Retailer?
Insider?
Guy I hate. You don't know I hate him.
General manager? Program director?
Close. Anyway, not Cameron, incidentally, although I hate him. Not I'm kidding, Cameron.
Well, you hate him only on a program director level.
Yeah,
he's like a very nice guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Anyway, I was talking to the guy, and the guy said to me in the gist of this conversation about the face of radio, the guy was saying to me the age-old question, what happens if Bush loses? And I said, he was saying for Rush Limbaugh. I said, well, it's great because then you've got 4 years to go off on Kerry, and if Bush wins, it's just 4 more years of I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio guy said, hey, whatever happened with that thing and him and 5,000 pills?
Right.
And I said, you know, he's done a pretty good job of just making that go away. So, Buzz, I was interesting to hear that. And
development.
If that guy happens to be listening right now, I'm sure you'll go home and cry big crocodile tears that you're not a friend.
Yeah.
It was a courtesy call.
That's
wonderful.
Right.
I thought there was something that you could do for us.
How about that?
But it turns out there was nothing you could do for us.
Sorry.
New reality TV show in England. 20 people were invited to be contestants. They were led into a studio on a red carpet, but none of them left as millionaires. 17 of them left in handcuffs. It was a reality show set up for the purpose of catching crooks with outstanding warrants.
Now, is this like when the cops send out
sweepstakes winners? Here in this country,
they do it for deadbeat dads a lot.
Yeah, uh-huh. And they do it with baseball and football tickets.
Right.
And they get them all at a location.
You got tickets to the Super Bowl, and they come down here to collect your prize. And they all, chocolate pie, and they all go to jail.
In this case, it was the promise of reality show fame that lured bail jumpers, drunk drivers, vandals, scofflaws, and thugs. The Britons are fine with all that, the general public, but
there's a controversy now that they know that England's Channel 5 plans to broadcast the sting operation as entertainment, as a reality show.
I love it.
Using police work as entertainment is wrong, say some. Quoting one critic, crime is serious and cannot be treated like a game show.
Don't those Brits, they're a little ahead of the curve when it comes to reality TV.
All of Europe is, but you know who really is number one are the Japanese.
Yes.
When it comes to their reality shows.
Did you see the promo for, I guess it's Richard Branson, the Virgin Atlantic guy?
Yeah.
Who's got the, but the one stunt is the walking on the bar between the two hot air balloons.
You know, the thing is, am I the only one? I'm sick of rich guys trying to get people to impress them. I mean, I know that it's not really like The Apprentice and it's not really like The Benefactor.
I wasn't until this moment when you said it. Now that you've said that and you put it in that context between Donald Trump, Mark Cuban, and this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, but the Virgin guy has put double beds on his airplanes now.
Oh, you mean on his regular airplanes?
Yes,
that
right.
You can
Virgin Atlantic airplanes. Yeah.
You are the horn doggy of horn doggy.
Yes, I am.
You really are.
We continue to circle the globe or go around the world, if you prefer. In Italy, where a court has ruled that making love in a public restroom does not violate public decency laws.
Oh, well, somebody should tell Obie and Anthony that.
So long as the door is shut. A Swiss couple was arrested in northern Italy when the owner of a bar caught them doing the nasty in a restroom.
How do you think they're feeling today? I just had to throw that in. I wonder what it feels like to work for 2 years without working and then finally get a job and you've had the job for 2 days and nobody notices and another guy takes a job and all of a sudden you're nothing. I mean, before you were on a one-way train to oblivion, now it's a rocket train to oblivion.
Metro Rail Express. The couple was looking at up to 6 months in prison for their little rendezvous in the restroom, but a judge has ruled that since the door was locked, no one's offended. Quoting the woman, if the barman had given me time to get dressed, then nothing would have happened.
Just like the Swiss.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey,
that was Rob. That was Rob Spiewak just tipping in a little hate there.
Well, they're neutral, but they're
that's
not like
what they want you to think.
But they're not like the French.
No, they're not.
Come on, if you had to choose one, you'd go to Switzerland before France, right?
Sure, just for the cheese.
I'm not boycotting the French. I'm drinking French wine and eating French food. So there. Bully for me. Bully for me.
Back in the U.S. for a moment, a New York couple had gotten engaged 3 months ago. The invitations had already been sent out for the November 12th wedding, a country club reception. But then something unexpected happened on Long Island.
What?
She stabbed her fiancé in the chest. Just once was enough to kill him.
Uh-oh. See?
There had been no other clashes between them, so far as the cops know.
See?
Police won't talk about a motive, so feel free to make up your own.
Hey. Was she Swiss?
No.
Bet she was.
Long Island. In sports, some folks might be taking this indecency witch hunt a little more seriously now that Dale Jr.'s been knocked out of first place for swearing.
You know, it's that thing that we had a caller earlier this week watching the NASCAR, and he gave us the context. Right. Dale Jr. said something like, I'm happy as S, or, you know.
Man. Doesn't mean S.
Come on.
God. Anyway.
Really?
The way that the points are, Jr. was in first place.
Mm-hmm. And they took points away from him?
Yes.
Literally, he was docked 25 points and fined 10 grand by NASCAR yesterday for cursing during a TV interview after his win at Talladega.
But it's not the money thing. It makes him number two now in the points.
Right. Well, but I mean, I guess it's there in their bylaws. I'm sure it's there, but it's still not fair.
Oh, NASCAR got serious about drivers using swear words after the FCC crackdown that followed Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. Earnhardt is now in second place between first-ranked Kurt Busch and third-ranked Jeff Gordon.
Well, look at the guy that's in first place. Look at that name.
And all because of a word not spoken in anger or hate.
You don't see them taking any points away from Kurt Busch.
You know, it's ironic.
What?
They will.
That the S word made Dale Jr. number two.
Yeah, that is.
Okay?
Irony. My name is Donnie.
A former NFL player is being sought for last week's shooting at the Las Vegas home of Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, my God. Who? It wasn't...
31-year-old...
It wasn't... What's his name?
No.
I already forgot his name. Matt Elliott.
No, it wasn't Matt Elliott. Okay. It was Cole Murdoch Ford. He's been identified by police as a suspect in the September 21st shooting. No one was hurt, but at least two of the boys' windows were broken.
The boys.
And finally, our focus as we close today is bad behavior in humans. In Ukiah, California, a man is accused of indecent exposure after allegedly exposing himself and pleasuring himself in front of two women shopping at Walmart.
Ukiah. She says he shook it as he looked at her, making her feel, and I quote, violated. And in Green Bay, Wisconsin, a Packers...
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
A Packers fullback in Green Bay is now being sued by the woman who says he went to the bathroom, the sitting down way, in her laundry basket.
In her closet.
Her laundry basket, yes. He's already done community service for his criminal conviction. For him, the lawsuit will be court case number two.
And the yellows are yellower.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz. No! Yeah, you're number two joke, too. On the same
page. We got to go, everybody. Please stay tuned.
Everybody. Ron and Fez coming up next on WJFK Live 105 and 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. We'll be back tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you then. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you.
Sure would like a Starbucks, Brett.
He stole it from him.
He probably took it.
Probably took it from them.
From them.
Okay, we got to go. Bye-bye, Robert.
Be alive.
It's professional.
Still ain't working.
Damn.
Still ain't working. Forget. No, forget it. Just go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
I bet them.
Washington.